Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Fan.
Congratulations. Your morning just got a bit classier. A media legend, a ferocious linebacker, a clueless producer, and you.
Searching for a replacement window online? Visit windownation.com today.
So raise a glass and act accordingly. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's do it live on a Monday edition of the program. How you live at threes?
I'm living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Nice little weekend. Get a nice little weekend in up there.
Great weekend. Yeah, what do I do? I don't know. It's the same stuff over and over. What do we do?
We were up at my wife's aunt and uncle's place in Sandusky, and they're right on Sandusky Bay, and you kind of zip around, and you Cedar Point's like 5 minutes. You just zip around, and Cedar Point's right there, and then they're out. You can see like Johnson's Island, and we'd go up to the lake from time to time and have a place up there, but I had never seen this particular part, and as you go out into Sandusky Bay, kind of out towards Johnson's Island, there were 300 boats kind of all tied together on a sandbar, which I'd done in Florida a lot. Have you ever done that? I'm sure you did that growing up in Minnesota. You had places with sandbars, and you'd all tie up.
Big
sure
Island, Lake common. Minnetonka, you know?
There you go.
Kind of the lake made famous by Bryant McKinney, but yes, go on.
But by I was like, God, this is fantastic. Like, these people are living a hell of a life right now. You just forget about, then you're reminded of all the chaos and everything else that's going on, and a thousand questions about if football's going to happen, and amidst, a Brown at the time thinking that the Browns were going to be shut down and all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, these guys don't have a care in the world. They're living their best life. They're out here on boats in the middle of a sandbar. And I'm convinced that that's a pretty good way to go about summer.
It is. I think boats. Buddy, I tell you what, I think about this all the time. All the time. I right next on the 34, we have the barn. And then we have where the old, it was a metal storage unit is what it was. But it had like front garage, back garage. I really wish it was still up. And the reason why we had somebody take it down was multiple reasons. We were going to develop this land initially into a neighborhood. And then you start getting into development costs without sewer lines there, and you're like, gosh, I'm not sure that's really worth it. The county asked for certain things which you think are ridiculous, like widening an entire road frontage for just 14 houses. You're like, I'm not going to do something that you should be doing anyway. Like, your roads haven't been touched since 1964, so that's on you.
Right.
But anyway, it's funny because it's all still Dublin School, so you feel like it looks so country out there, but it's Dublin School District. Anyway, so you're going to do all that. And so while you're going through the process of developing, some guy comes in from Indiana through a friend of a friend, and he's like, I'll take that building down for free. And you're like, well, it beats us having to pay to have somebody demolish this thing. Right.
Yeah,
so they
come
out
and
they take it
anyway.
It's a huge win. Well, now that I said, screw it, and I'm keeping it. Now you're like, oh man, I could have stored a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, gosh, a lot of toys.
Yeah. A lot of toys. Yep. Does anything, right? Like, and it would have opened up anyway, but regardless, that there is a rock pad there, still sitting there pretty as I move all the wood and stack it, which I'm almost
there
done,
you go.
By the way. I'll send you a photo. But I mean, it's unbelievable how much damn wood from all those damn ash trees. And I got three more dead ash trees to cut anyway. But I was like, well, we do have a little pad here, a little area here that would be nice for a nice little pole barn if you ever wanted to get a boat, which my wife constantly is saying, we should get a boat and just take it to different lakes nearby, whether in Michigan or take it up to, I'm like, just say when, essentially. What are we talking about? Boat, jet skis, let's go live. Let's live. Let's live, damn it,
live,
as you always
man.
Say.
Yeah, these dudes were living. I'm like, this is, they really had it sorted out. And it was, there's a lot to get to on the program today. The Omaha newspaper with an incredible detailed report of what really happened in the Big Ten. You've seen like some of the messaging that's got out. Tenney Greenstein with this from Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren told him he did not think the decision to postpone football would be scrutinized as much as it was. It was completely mishandled. It was botched, is what Teddy said. But that Kevin Warren didn't think it would be scrutinized as much as it has. If that's the case, it's fireable. if you don't know your constituency, it's fireable. What are you kidding? Are you aware of the programs in this conference? This is what
obviously
I think
not.
Happens.
You want to know what the problem was?
Clearly,
the problem
not.
Was that, what did yeah. I tell you? Let's look at the problem here. The problem was the entire fact of this guy worked in what state did he work in before this?
Minnesota.
And what have I told you about the idea of what
yeah,
the
you
Big
were right.
Ten footprint
you
means
had
in Minnesota? There's no reality. Like, when you look at the Star Tribune on a Saturday, there will be Gopher stuff in there, but it will be also Vikings, as is the day before the Vikings. Vikings carry the mm-hmm. weight there. Why? Vikings have been more successful through the years. Vikings yeah. have been to and lost a lot of Super Bowls. You know, so like you look at the historical Bud Grant and all that, Purple People Eaters growing up, like all this stuff has happened for the Vikings since the Gophers were last relevant as far as on mm-hmm. a Big Ten championship even stage. So, and look, I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm saying it's a lack of awareness on his part. If you are going to be commissioner, you better understand what the beat is of each individual school when it comes to athletics. Like when you take that job, I assume when you go to that interview, you better know that Rutgers has a great women's basketball history. You know what I mean? That their mm-hmm. men's
yeah,
basketball team is coming along. You better know Maryland has, you know what I mean? Like you better know what their basketball history is and what other sports they're good at, whether it be soccer or lacrosse. You better know the footprint of your conference. You know, yeah. like you better know Nebraska is an absolute juggernaut when it comes to women's volleyball. You better know these things. And somehow along the way, I feel like I've gotten a better awareness just from doing Big Ten Network for a few, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you go to those better, places and
yes.
you see what's important. Yeah, for
yes.
sure.
So, and obviously in Minnesota, you know that their men's hockey program is elite, right? And as the conference has kind of changed from the WCHA to the Big Ten, you know, Minnesota leaves from being Minnesota, St. Cloud State, Minnesota, Duluth, North Dakota. You know, you go from that to Colorado College over to the Big Ten footprint, and it's obviously gotten really competitive because you have a lot of good yeah. hockey schools now with Penn State growing and obviously the donations of the, what is it, the is it?
Pergola.
Pergola? Is
pergola,
it pergola?
Yeah.
Outdoor pergola?
Pergola. By
pergola?
The way, there's nothing that's a bigger waste of time than a pergola in my view.
Oh, you and my wife are on the same page.
What are we doing?
I'm with you, too.
If you're going to put up all the structure, put a roof on the damn
yes,
thing. What is
shade.
The point of
I don't
slats?
Want, that's
I don't
exactly
understand.
What Shelley says.
My
Shelley
wife
goes,
will be like, oh, aren't those pretty? And I'm like, yes, and they're stupid.
Yes.
They don't do anything.
That's exactly
they
what
they don't do anything.
That's exactly what she says. She goes, why the hell would I want striped tan lines? Like, I either want to be in the
point.
Shade or I want to be in the sun. I'm not.
Correct.
What are we doing?
She's
dumb.
Right.
Yes.
All they are is a place for birds to perch. That's it.
Yes. That's it.
Sorry. Continue.
No.
You just said pergola and it set me off. I have no point.
Well,
no, zero patience.
Terry Pagula. But anyway, that's all
right.
I was thinking. Of, like, you
Terry
can't,
Kim Pagula.
Yeah. Pergola. Pagula. It's like it's like Raheem Mozart. I can't get it. Mostert? Mustard?
Oh,
Mustard?
Most. Right.
Anyway, the you have to know your footprint. You have to know yeah. everything. So for you to be that ignorant to the sense of I didn't know it would have this kind of pushback.
Yeah.
What'd you think this was, Kevin?
What'd you think?
Do you think we were all just as like? You think we're? Do you think honestly? Did you think if you spent too much time around Northwestern? Do you think it was just business schools and academia? Like, where has your awareness been? And some of that might. I mean, to be honest, some of it might be a fault to us absolutely having a death grip on the conference because the reality of our conference has become over the last 4 or 5 years Ohio State and everybody else.
Yeah.
I've never felt that way more than when Doug said it. There's one team in
yeah,
our conference that every single game they play, a national title weighs on it. That's the reality of our conference right now. I never really even thought of it that way, which is the number one. Basically, my number one opinion when it comes to why a spring season wouldn't work is that if it's all five, then why do it at all?
Yeah.
You know, just do spring practice and ask the NCAA if you can do a couple scrimmages. You get more out of that. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just have the Big Ten and Pac-12, right, and the other three conferences go and play, and you're trying to think, how do we get some kind of competitive – we're not going to be able to come, you know, awards, all that, that's all gone, right? A full season, that's all gone. But how do we get reps, you know, to try to at least get our football? Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to be rusty playing competitive football. You ask, hey, can we do, is it two scrimmages to where you can do 100-something reps, but it's only two, you know, where you can do, like, legit like it's like almost like the jersey scrimmages. Like the jersey scrimmages, you'd have like 125 reps. You know what I mean? And you knew it was going to be an absolute marathon. But you also knew in the spring game, you were maybe going to get 40, 35, right? Because it was all smoke and mirrors. Like, hey, everyone's playing in the spring game. It's a great opportunity for mom and dad to come in and get a nice little video of my son playing in the shoe so that we can crop, you know, maybe one team's colors and pretend that it was an actual real game, you know, for the people not on the roster. But that's what it became. Now it's two-hand touch. So how do we get real reps? Like, real reps of like, you know what? We're going to go against Nebraska, and we're going to do 130, you know, things, and we're going to do certain – we're going to do a short yardage period, and it's going to be live, and it's going to do a goal line period, and we're going to get everyone gets, like, five live – you know what I mean? And you actually get reps out of it. You're going to have to try to get creative in that way because I really – man, I don't know, buddy. This has been – it's astounding that you even hear that. Like, to even hear that. You can't say that.
Yeah, I think it's impossible. I think then you don't know why – then why were you hired?
Yes.
If you don't understand what football means. And if you really – this isn't hard. Uncle Bo did a two-second Google search. Well, actually less than that. And I typed in largest college football stadiums in the country. Guess how many in the top 25 are in the Big Ten? Seven.
I bet you he doesn't.
Seven.
Know.
Guess how many are in the top five? Three. Guess what the first three biggest are? Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. That's the list. One, two, three. Biggest – stadiums in the country are
his
are in this
his
conference.
Son's in the only, his son's in the only conference that really where it really matters, Bo, in the SEC.
Well, and look, I'm not going to kill him on that part because a son's a grown man by the time he's 20, 21. You know, he's on scholarship. My guess is Kevin's not paying his money, you know. So that's – and by the way, that goes back to the point I made all last week that this was never about player safety. It was never about player safety. We know that wasn't about player safety because there's nowhere safer than where those guys are. But to be able to sit there and say that he did not understand – he did not think the decision to postpone football would be scrutinized as much as it has been tells me that he has no idea what job he's doing. What did you sign up for?
Right.
I mean, what did you sign up for? I don't understand. It'd be like if you were managing a Costco and you said, "Well, I didn't realize everything came in such large quantities here. This is hard to put this all in a cart. Why can't we box this all up?" Well, this is what we do here at Costco.
Hold on,
we sell you large quantities.
Hold on. Wait a second. You mean to tell me you don't have plastic bags or paper bags to bag all this stuff up?
No, that's
hold on. We need to make sweeping changes. We need to get order standard issue plastic and paper bags, and then when we get to the checkout and you're trying to jam those giant cereal boxes that will last you 14 years into one standard issue paper bag. That's what this feels like.
Yeah. Like, what do you think you were doing, bro?
I made a huge improvement, guys, to the stores. I ordered us plastic bags.
Jeez.
You know nothing will fit in there. Huh? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Do you not know what we sell here? Well, clearly not.
Right.
Do you not know that we sell football in the Big Ten?
I'm shocked that these won't fit in here. What job do you think you were doing?
Yeah.
What, you know? So that's the thing that I can't – I just can't get over that part of it.
By the way, is there over-under, by the way, on suspensions at Ohio State University for students? Did you see that they're suspending anyone who has, like, a gathering of 10 or more? Parties.
It is one of – on a serious note.
I just want to know what the over-under is because –
A thousand.
Yeah.
10,000.
It's not Syracuse. How are you suspended like 30-something over 1 week?
It's one of the most duplicitous things that I've seen, what colleges are doing with virtual learning and how they're asking college kids to not be college kids.
Yeah.
It's so duplicitous.
You know what, you know what stinks to bring it home to us, too, is that – I believe that the Dublin school district's like philosophy is, you know, they're not going to go fully in person until you have like 3 or 4 weeks of declining cases in the county, which I think is very off because you should do 18 and under, right? I want to see what the case number is for 18 and under, which is your schools, okay? That's what I think you should narrow it down to is what's the rates of 18 and under? Because guess what? Two of Dublin 3's high schools are in Franklin County, which is technically still a level 3. You mean to tell me what the outbreak is downtown is the same as out here in the suburbs? I think not. I think that there is different information. So anyway, like
you
for
can
instance,
do it by
like,
zip code too. Like why would they limit it to county?
And so what I told Shelley is like, I go, oh, there's no chance these kids are going back then because guess what? These numbers are going about to spike with Ohio State just opening up because they're technically
oh,
in Franklin
gosh,
County.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know
no
what I mean?
Question.
Like, there's, so it's anyway, but yeah, it's these colleges and what UNC did. And what's amazing is that these coaches really don't know what's going on. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, they're like, completely ill-informed.
Like, I was walking through the neighborhood and I saw Mick. And, you know, Mickey Marotti's like, hey, do you think the Southern schools are going to play? I go, I don't know, man. I was like, what have you guys been told? He goes, your guess is as good as mine. We have no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
You know, like, it's unbelievable.
Where are you on that right now? I know we're up against it. Like, what's your gut feeling as we sit here? What day is today? The 24th of August.
Yeah.
What is your feeling right now on the SEC, ACC, Big 12?
I believe that they are going to go.
That they'll power through? You think they're going to be able to pull it off?
I don't think they'll be able to pull it off. I think they're going to try.
Yeah. I think my gut feeling is they'll start.
Yeah.
That they'll start. I don't know if they'll finish or how much they'll do.
Yeah.
But I do think they'll start.
They're going to try to have a kickoff. They're going to try to have at least a couple games, right? And then we'll see what happens. But
yeah. And if they, honestly, if they play anything more than, if they play four games, then the Big Ten blew this as much as you can blow it.
Yeah.
If they play four games.
Yeah.
They do. You know, especially if they're able to do it while also having maintaining, you know, the facade of amateurism. If they're able to pull that off somehow, then they will have done it. Because, and we'll get into this in the 11 o'clock hour at greater length, guys. Because there's so much to it, including this plan for January football and what it would look like, bubble football. I mean, it's everything is trying to be done to sort this out, but it's now we're going on the second week of just no real direction and no explanation and a lot of uncertainty. And that can't be the case at a place like the Big Ten. Can't be. Lots of sports to get to as well. Incredible stuff in the NBA yesterday. But are you watching? Plus, a little bit later, the NFL with a very dangerous warning sign, I think, on Sunday in terms of what could happen in the season.
Boy.
What a... Not good. Not good at all. We'll try to make sense of all of it off and running here on a Monday. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
If it's Buckeye football you crave, you come to the right place. And if it's day drinking you crave...
Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
You've also come to the right place. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Do you want to know how you can feel amazing and live better? James Laurinaitis here for my guys at Affinity Whole Health. And let me tell you what I did. I called Affinity. Their process, so simple. You go to their website and sign up for a free doctor consult. After your initial appointment, they'll show you your numbers and customize a plan that is right for you. If you're feeling tired, unmotivated, if you've gained some weight, lost some muscle mass, you could have low testosterone. I did, and Affinity put me on a plan, and I quickly did a 180. This pandemic has taken its toll on all of us. So if you've fallen off the wagon, give my guys at Affinity a chance to show you what they can do for you. Affinity helped me stay motivated, regain muscle, feel better, and they can do the same for you. You will see a huge improvement in your daily life. For a free doctor consult and to see what Affinity Whole Health is all about, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com and tell them that James sent you. Do your 180 today and go see my friends at Affinity Whole Health.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we are obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide. This is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works. It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy the Fan.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest, too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Hi, this is Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People Convention. In these troubling times where dissenting opinions are being silenced, our weekly news and opinion radio show and podcast gives you uncensored information that you will not get anywhere else. We don't just talk about current events. We explain how they affect you personally. Then we show you how to defend your freedom and prosperity and our nation. Go to WeThePeopleConvention.org right now. That's WeThePeopleConvention.org for news that makes a difference.
This is Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro.
As we face uncertainties over how this new school year will go, we know there are major challenges ahead. Approaches to reopening schools will vary, but the health and safety of students, school staff, and communities must always be the top priority. One thing is certain, whether teaching online or in person, Ohio's educators are dedicated to every student's success.
Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. If you're in need or search for replacement windows, check them out at windownation.com. They'll take care of you the way that they take care of us. 866-90-NATION. I was over the last couple of evenings, Saturday and Sunday night, spent most of the weekend outside, but was able to check in on the NBA at night, and the boys love it, so it's easy to do. We had it on last night as I was making dinner, and watched Luka Doncic just put on the type of display that you rarely see from someone his age. And mm-hmm. I was trying to think of somebody his age. The best I could do was a young LeBron. But his skill set is such that, you watch your hyperbole, but it's kind of takes your breath away a little bit, what he can do. Someone as big as he can, who could create a shot the way that he does, who's so incredibly disciplined in terms of his basic skill development. I mean, yeah. he can pivot. Yeah. The way that he uses just simple basketball stuff to get angles is stunning. And then to hit a game winner on a 43-point triple-double? Yeah. I mean, 43-17-13,
yep.
And the game winner against the Clippers who might be the most complete team in this entire thing, who have Kawhi Leonard and
Paul
George.
What's that series at right now? 2-1?
2-2. 2-2. 2-2. It was thrilling. It was thrilling. And it was good to see Trey Burke, our guy, Columbus's guy, with a big game, 25-5. I mean, I thought his NBA career was going to go by the wayside, but he has rejuvenated it, and that type of you forget how young he still is. Yeah. But that was really cool to see. Did you catch any of Doncic yesterday?
I saw the highlights. I was listening to it in the car on the fan as I was driving around. And to be honest, I totally forgot. Like, during the week, I know basketball's going on, right? But when it gets to the weekends and we haven't had rain since, it feels like April when we were swamped.
Right.
Can you imagine? Look at the span of weather that we've had, by the way, in Ohio. Like, back in April when this quarantine stuff started, we couldn't get outside. It was so wet. I mean, my neighbors installed a sump pump because they had to, because it affected their pool liner with how much water was in the yard. They installed the sump pump like a couple weeks ago. I don't think we've gotten rain since.
I think you're right.
It stinks. And now we got a little sprinkle over the weekend, but you know what I mean. Like, any substantial rain. The guy who farms our field said that they need a miracle, like couple inch downpour in order to get the yield that they want. But anyway, that's beside the point. On the weekends when the weather's nice in Ohio, I have a hard time saying to myself, let's hunker down and watch afternoon basketball.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But listening to the call on the radio was outstanding. And then going and seeing like his performance was outstanding. And I watch the games when they're on at night. Except, you know, when Yellowstone's on last night, which was absolutely just wow.
It's hard not to do the review today, but we tell the people we're going to do it Tuesday. I know. But yes, it was difficult.
Just go watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot to digest there.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. So much going on. Anyway, but Doncic has been it's been a revelation. What it's done for me, right? So, like, usually during a basketball season, because it's going on with hockey, you know, at the same time, and since LeBron hasn't been in Ohio, and we're, you know, covering our beloved Blue Jackets, it's like basketball. You hear about certain guys playing, but I'll admit this is ignorance, but my ignorance towards the sport is, okay, basketball, like, all these other guys are cute. They're irrelevant until it comes down to LeBron, the Lakers, Kawhi, and the Clippers, you know, and then once the Warriors get healthy and the Splash Brothers, right? That's literally, and KD, I guess we'll see what KD and Kyrie is. We don't really know, but, like, in my mind, it's like, where are those stars? What are the real three or four teams that have a chance? Sure, all these guys are cute on the outskirts, right? Yeah, there's someone down in Dallas who's talented, cool. They don't have a chance. There's a guy out in Portland that's good, but that's really like my ignorance of basketball. Like, that's cute, but they don't really have a chance. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, this series is 2-2. What the bubble has made me do is it's made me pay attention and actually realize about how just really how good Damian Lillard is and Luka Doncic is, right? So it's given me an idea to actually watch guys to where I've only seen highlights of them before. And my appreciation for them has grown. And now I think this bubble, Bo, and I don't know if you feel this way, but maybe it's just the flow of the season and there's no home court and it's kind of like this neutral location with just the digital fans. You really have some upsets that are very much possible. And you're trying to wonder yourself, are some of these teams actually getting hot? It was an eye opener to me, like, because you look at Dallas, you look at Portland, you're like, I can totally see how these teams could make a run. Like, Portland right now should be absolutely exhausted just on pure effort on what it took them to get to the postseason.
Yeah,
that should be. It's kind of like the Jackets getting through the marathon with the Leafs, right? They should be running out of gas. The Lakers should be the team that was able to cruise control, know they were in, you know what I mean, and then now have more energy. But all these series have been very interesting.
The games have been great. Last night, late, the Murray Mitchell, both of them score 50 in the Jazz Nuggets game as they went back and forth. That was awesome. I watched that in between, kind of in around Yellowstone. Doncic has been the revelation. He is it's the first triple double by someone his age since Magic Johnson in the postseason in the playoffs, who did it in 1980. In the finals when he started center. But that's the type of versatility Doncic has. 6'7", 230, can get off any shot whenever he wants. To hit a crossover step back three to win the game. I'll never forget Diebler telling me when we were doing a preview of the draft, we had Diebs on because there was a lot of talk about Doncic and maybe that the Cavaliers could get him. And Diebler said he was the best player in the second best league in the world when he was 18.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, okay, I got it. I see. Just imagine people passed on him. Like the Sacramento Kings took Marvin Bagley over him. The Suns took DeAndre Ayton over him. Mm. The Hawks drafted him and then traded him for Trae Young. Mm. The Hawks had him.
Had him in the building.
And he's going to be the best player in the league the next decade, barring injury. I mean, he's going to be. He just
had him.
He's only going to get better.
The building. Yeah.
Yeah. Had him. Drafted him. The Lakers, just their size overwhelms Portland. And I didn't see that coming after the game one with the upset. But Portland gets no second chances because LA always has 2 7-footers on the floor.
Yeah.
So they get no second chances, and that's really how. And Anthony Davis. And by the way, LeBron was great Saturday night. It's been fun. It's been really fun. And I think it's set up to be some thrilling series in the first round, which we normally wouldn't have got. You would not have had a first round that would have the juice that the Clippers and Mavericks have, or even the Lakers and Blazers. Those are monster series that are happening in the first round. So you're set up for what I think will be pretty cool along the way. NFL marching towards opening day, but a pretty big hiccup yesterday in terms of what just happened. We'll try to make some sense of that. Plus, some interesting news coming out of Baltimore camp. We'll get to that as well. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
For the radio home of the crew, you've come to the right place.
Because if we weren't, this promo would be very stupid.
Proud to be your crew station, The Fan.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herter is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under the United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default. End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herter at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290 today. Or visit online at markherter.com.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
Tune into This Dream House Saturday mornings. This Dream House is brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom's 50 to 80% off Labor Day sale. Appliance Factory has products in stock and available. Visit appliancefactory.com.
I'm Letha from Bake Me Happy,
and Columbus is open.
I'm Matt Fish from Melt Bar and Grill, and Cleveland is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
I'm Susan from Premier Manufacturing, and Chicago is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
I'm Joe Bolden from Walter's Barbecue, and Pittsburgh is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Hot under the collar? Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers. It's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Remember that feeling you'd sometimes get listening to syndicated radio?
Kind of like you wanted to die?
We call that emotional detachment.
And we've had enough of that crapola.
Rise and shine with Morning Juice.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let me tell you about Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. It's going on Thursday through Saturday, August 27th through the 29th, out at their location in Canal Winchester. It's going to be socially distanced, it's going to be safe, and it's going to save you a lot of money on Kinetico. How about $700 off a Kinetico K5 drinking water station like what I have in my house? Get the funk out of your water and check out KineticoColumbus.com to find out more about their 50th anniversary celebration.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months, no interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
There are people who say things aren't made here anymore. Those people should make a trip to Michigan, or Kentucky, or Illinois, where you'll find our workers, and dealers, and engineers, and technicians building at the Ford Motor Company, the same way we have for over a century, in the same place, for the same reason. Built for America.
Top shelf conversation from top shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, here's what's up on a Monday edition. Some NFL news and notes. Ben Baby, just a second from Cincinnati on the Bengals. A lot of messaging yesterday about the Browns and their COVID testing. We'll go into the details of it a little bit in the 10 o'clock hour at greater length. But this is a pretty big red flag. Now, the question will be, it was just the Browns, it was all over the league. The question will be, will the NFL use, what can the NFL learn from this? It's almost good it happened.
70 tests, right? Like 77 or something like that?
77, yeah. So it's my question will be, is what can the NFL learn from this? Because the NFL has been proactive on all these fronts. So what will they learn from this going forward so that it doesn't happen in the regular season? Because that's what you can't have. You can't have all of a sudden a Sunday game day and all this wild testing. I didn't believe it. When I was texted, I didn't believe it. Because knowing and seeing firsthand what goes into getting into that building,
right,
it just didn't make sense to me that it could be like that. It just didn't. I didn't believe it.
If you pay attention to the news, you know, it's just political. It's a political deal.
Oh boy. Yeah, those conversations are exhausting when people start having those. I can't. That's tough. Boy. Wherever you are. I try to just leave the room at that point.
So it's just not worth going down that road.
No. I think that the NFL will learn from it though. I do think they'll learn from it, and I think they'll get it sorted out. And because what you can't have is you can't have some Sunday in October, you know, 77 players in the league testing positive on the day of a game.
No way.
You can't have that. So whatever happened in New Jersey at that facility has to be – and they got it sorted out pretty quickly, though, because it was mid-morning. It was mid-morning when I first heard of it, and by early afternoon it was over. So they did sort it out pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's the issue. I mean, that's the National Football League, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see what happens on a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yep.
Who is trying to do everything right, and there's still a hiccup in the testing.
Yeah.
So what happens when, you know, your kid goes to whatever school district, you know, your list, whoever's listening, your kids, and they go to the school district, and they finally go back in person, and one mom calls and goes, hey, my kid has a fever and a runny nose and a cough.
Right.
It could be a cold, or it could be COVID, but what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to the NFL, those teams shut down out of caution. That's why this whole school year, like, mentally in my brain, I'm expecting at-home schooling by, like, October or November.
Yes.
You know, I agree. I'm just, like, I'm ready. We're trying to brace ourselves for that. And that's, I hope I'm wrong. Because my kids are so damn social. I can't walk my 5-year-old, almost 6-year-old, around the neighborhood without anybody she sees outside telling her that we are expecting a third child. It's a girl. Here are the names we're thinking of. Oh, can I come inside and pet your dog and see your house? Like, she's
right.
Just that social. So they need it. They need to be around their friends. Like, anytime she sees any kids outside, like, she can go down and look out the window, and she's gone. She's out. The door's open. London, you didn't even ask. It doesn't matter. She wants to go play. She wants to be around kids. Like, and I want her to have that. We all do.
Right.
But we just saw a multi-billion-dollar corporation have 77, and they could have assumed, like, obviously something's wrong. Like, our, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, our protocols are so... are so caught, you know, cautionary. This can't be true. But they couldn't afford just to push ahead because it already gotten out there that they had these false positives. So they had to kind of, let's take a step back. Let's wait. And they had the resources to what? Get the right answers or figure out that these were false positives or double check them.
That's exactly right.
They had the resources to do that. Where I'm not even sure, like, you're going to have schools and places locally that are going to shut down and make assumptions versus saying to that parent, okay, hey, we're going to close school for 48 hours. Can you go get your child tested? What if that parent says, no, I don't want to get her tested. I think it's just a cold. I don't want to take her in
for
to get
sure
a swab
happen.
Like that. Well, then we have to keep, you know, school shut down for 2 weeks if you don't go do that. All right, well, I'm not going to do that. Force me.
Yeah.
Let alone the battle we're going to have when a vaccine comes out and going back to school and how many parents can say, no, I'm not forcing my kid to get one. You know, or I'm not getting
you know what,
myself.
Though, on that front, though, like, the thing about on that front is, like, you have to get, you know, measles, mumps, what is it, MMR?
Yes.
Like, you have to do it. Like, that. You have to show that you've done that or you can't go to the school.
Right.
Like, that, you know, that's the, you know, it's the pancake breakfast. We do it once a month. I mean, that's what it is. Like, no, this is what you do. That's the way it's going to go.
It's wild. I know it.
So.
I know. I have people in my family, people that I know close who absolutely 100% will not, you're going to figure out what they do with their children with schooling then. It's because the hard thing with that is, too, I listened to a fascinating podcast about it. I know we're getting off topic, but a fascinating podcast about it, that there are people who have chronic infections already, you know, for instance, Lyme's disease, they can't get vaccines.
Right.
So there are people of the population, and it's a higher percentage than I thought. I forgot the exact percent. I'm not going to try to throw one out there. That because of a chronic infection they already have, they can't get one. So, and these are children, too. So what are you going to do with them? Say you can't come to school? It's just a fascinating discussion on all that, and I'm with you. It's another one of those head scratchers. But it's fun. Thanksgiving's going to be great this year. Can you imagine? Election, pandemic response, vaccine. No, I mean, what are we talk about? Thanksgiving
yeah, everything
is
you need.
Great.
Yeah. Please, God, let the Lions and Cowboys play so at least I can stare at a screen. That's all I'm hoping for. As long as there's that, that'll get me out a lot of it, a lot of those conversations, because I can just act, you know, act like I care about what's happening with Matthew Stafford on this drive. But, yeah, I think from the NFL perspective, they will use this as a, okay, how do we learn from it? That's what the NFL will do, and I think there will be some results from that. We'll get to those stories coming out of Baltimore with the cutting of Earl Thomas and Lamar Jackson's health. We'll get to that a little bit later. Coming up next, though, Ben Baby, our buddy, covers the Bengals for ESPN. Joe Burrow had himself a bit of a scrimmage on Friday. We will get into that.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Ben coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
the first and the best. Your home for all things Buckeyes, Jackets, and former linebackers making inappropriate innuendo. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas, clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a two-time IndyCar Series champion, I love that we're all getting back in our cars and back on the road, stopping at all the places we missed most. And to keep us going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with their best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Maybe you're at the point in your life where you've had enough conversation about the Buckeyes. If so, you're really going to hate this show. The 11 Warriors Radio Hour, Wednesday night at 8.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The Fan.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Find us on the Twitter machine at 971 The Fan and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones. Two legends, one show.
Well, it's all a lie.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And with that, we head on to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Ben Baby covers the Bengals for ESPN. And I breathlessly, Ben, was watching or reading your tweets on Friday of Joe Burrow just lighting up what we saw in that scrimmage. Take us through what you saw. Incredibly efficient, obviously. What did you see with your own eyes when you got a chance to take a look at Burrow for the first time in that striped helmet?
Yeah, you know, first off, thanks for having me on with you all today. And you know, Burrow in that scrimmage, you know, you got to remember these coaches aren't getting preseason games to evaluate these rookies. And so the scrimmage was very much the first real live, evaluation that the Bengals staff got to look at him. And by all accounts, I thought he did really well. You know, those first two drives that we saw him, he went 9-10 for 101 yards and two touchdowns. And then we had a loophole in the media guidelines for how we're supposed to watch practice. And they quickly snuffed that out after the first two drives. So we went down on the field afterwards. But, you know, I thought Burrow still did a good job. You talked to Zach Taylor, and he said that Burrow showed good control, and I thought that was a good way to phrase it when you talk about how Burrow looked. I think he had a deep ball that he probably wanted back. But aside from that, I thought Burrow had a good scrimmage. Now, yesterday, I thought Burrow struggled a good amount. You know, I had him at 5 of 9 on 14 dropbacks. You know, he looked like he had a tough time reading the field, being able to process everything. I held the ball a little bit too long, had a couple of interceptions. I think these are some of the rookie highs and lows that you're going to see from Joe. There are going to be days where he does look like he was the definitive number one pick, and there are going to be days where he looks like a rookie still trying to find his way in the league.
Ben, I saw that they were trying to get a little emphasis on the ground game, and obviously last year the Bengals ratcheted up that ground game. I think after, week 8 or something, they really got rolling. But you have a healthy, as of right now, offensive line. How did Jonah Williams look? You know, a guy that was sat out all last year. Just how does that offensive line look in that scrimmage?
You know, the offensive line has actually looked surprisingly decent. I'm going to be quite honest. You know, I saw Jonah a lot when he was in college, you know, when we overlapped during my time covering the SEC. And, you know, I thought he was an exceptional left tackle. And so far he's held his own against some of these Bengals defensive ends, and that's one of their better position groups. But, I think that, you know, when you look at Jonah Williams, you know, Mike Jordan, a guy who was at Ohio State, a young guy coming into the league, this will be his second year. He's played pretty well. Trey Hopkins at center has blocked well. I think that, you know, the offensive line should show some growth based on what we've seen so far. The Bengals defensive line is still trying to fit some new pieces in there, whether that's defensive tackles, DJ Reader, and Mike Daniels. But, you know, I think they should be able to protect Burrow well enough, you know, and I think give him enough time that he needs to make his read and figure out where he wants to go with the ball.
Let's go to the other side of the ball, Ben. Ben Baby covers the Bengals for ESPN, joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We know that they've had, you know, some big losses in the secondary especially. How is this defense coming together for Zach Taylor's crew?
You know, that's a big question mark. I thought in one-on-ones yesterday, the wide receivers had their day against the defensive backs. And, you know, it's not necessarily a good sign when you look at how much they've retooled that secondary. And, you know, it definitely hurts when your big money acquisition, Trey Waynes, is out for the foreseeable future with that pectoral injury, which he had surgery for. So, you know, I think these guys are going to have to step up. You know, Zach Taylor made it a point to single out William Jackson. They're a fifth-year cornerback, their former first-round pick, a guy I think a lot of people think need a bounce back here in order for him to get a deal from the Bengals or get a lucrative second deal somewhere else. So, you know, I that's something I'm going to watch. We're going to have practice here in about, you know, 45 minutes or so. Well, I want to see how that secondary responds after yesterday because, like I said, I thought the wide receivers across the board pretty much had their way with them.
Ben, when you talk about a guy who I think is in a critical year for the Bengals, it's John Ross. And what a bunch of stuff, heavy stuff to kind of deal with early for him, right? Going back to L.A. to care for his son and his son's mother who both had COVID, and he's now back. I think he got back, Sunday? So just talk to me about what's the expectations with him. How big is this season? And then, oh, by the way, to start off this camp, you're dealing with, obviously, you know, immediate family members battling COVID. That's a whole lot to handle for a player, but just tell me, what are the expectations for John Ross, and is this a make-or-break year for him?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a make-or-break year. And, you know, I thought John showed a ton of maturity yesterday when we talked to him. First, he wanted to talk to us, which is always good. Because these guys can kind of duck away if they don't want to say anything. And I thought it was good for him that he did because he kind of explained to everybody what his situation was. And, you know, and we asked him about, you know, it's the first time we had talked to him since the Bengals declined to pick up his fifth-year option. You know, and John said, I wouldn't have picked it up either, to be quite honest. I haven't been healthy. You know, I need to be out there for all 16 games. I need to show him what I can do. And so, you know, I think he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He's a really bright guy. And, you know, I think the biggest thing with him is his confidence. And that's the one thing that, you know, has always kind of lacked throughout the years. And last year, it looks like he had some of that. He had that confidence that he needed until he got hurt. And so, you know, I think this is, like you said, that make or break year. And he has to have a big year in order for someone to give him the kind of money that you know, he's going to be looking for, or, you know, for him to find some security in that second deal.
Ben, what do you see just from a the lengths that the Bengals are going to make sure that they deliver a season. I've seen firsthand in Cleveland what the Browns are doing. It's incredible the how difficult it is to get anywhere near a player. Even someone like me who's tested every week, and you still can't really get anywhere near anything. The masks, all of that stuff. And then the players and the protocol there. Just from another camp's perspective, and I feel very confident that if the rest of the league is doing what the Browns is, and I assume it is because it was all collectively bargained, that there will be, that the NFL will deliver a season. What are you seeing in Cincinnati on that front?
Yeah, you know, it's the same way. They're very intentional about who is allowed on the field, who's around the players. You know, we're not allowed to do anything with the coaching staff. Everyone's taking as many precautions as they possibly can to make sure, like you said, that we have a season. And, you know, I think as we've looked at other leagues and other teams, and, you know, the MLB being a prime example, you know, they've had a ton of breakouts throughout the year. But I think the key is making sure that you have, you know, good testing that produces reliable results. I think that's why what happened yesterday was a big concern when you're talking about the incorrect lab results from New Jersey. You know, if we have those kind of situations, those could derail a season. But the fact that these guys are getting tested so often, that you're getting results that you can trust, I think, honestly, you know, my confidence is growing that we're going to have a season, because you look at the numbers across the board and how low they are. And I think you're seeing not just teams taking it seriously, but players taking it seriously. And as we've seen with the virus, you can tell everybody what they need to be doing. I mean, we've known for months that we need to be wearing masks, we need to wash our hands, we need to stay distance. And yet society, a lot of people just didn't pay attention up until recently. And so, you know, like with everything else, it's up to each individual to take it upon themselves to do what they've got to do so everyone can stay safe. And I think so far around the league, and especially in Cincinnati, we've seen that.
Yeah, it's been. Go ahead, Therese.
No, I was going to say, I definitely think we're going to start the season. I'm just wondering, do you, Ben, expect that this is something to where guys are going to be able, for instance, Cincinnati, I believe, will be better. I think they're going to be a better football team. I think they'll be way more competitive. But say you get to a week 12, and you kind of already know you're out of the playoff push. Do you think guys will still stay as committed? Because right now there's 32 teams that no matter what, if you're going to put yourself through that grind, right, you're going to say to yourself, well, if this, and this happens, we have a chance, you know, to at least make a, you know, that's how you get through a season. I've been on a lot of bad teams, 1-4, you know, 1-15, 2-14 teams, to where, you know, the next year you go into it thinking, okay, yeah, well, yeah, we think we're better here. We can steal a game here and there. And you convince yourself to go out there and go to battle. But when that door closes on the postseason, do you expect these guys still to stay disciplined, wear masks, not go out, not say, oh, forget it, I'm going to go out to the bar, or I'm going to go out to whatever? Do you think that they can maintain to then finish this season?
Yeah, you know, I think they will be. First off, you know, I think a lot of these guys understand what's going to be required. And I'm sure, you know, I haven't taken a big look at what's been bargained between the NFLPA and the league, but I imagine there are some heavy recourses if you do act recklessly and cause a bunch of positive tests, or something does happen and it's traced back to you. So there is that as well. But you got to remember, I mean, this happens every year in terms of teams that are just complete garbage and trying to lock in, and you just got to find a way to get through the season. I mean, you know, and I'll give Zach Taylor, you know, a ton of credit for that, because I thought last year, you know, they played pretty hard at the end of the season, even though they were having a disastrous year and they had nothing to play for since virtually week 8. And so, you know, I think that, you know, that shouldn't be much of an issue. I think that really boils down to, you know, the culture in each locker room and if a coach has a good feel on it. And like with anything, you know, as we saw last year, especially in Cleveland, you know, things don't look great at the end. I mean, you may end up losing a couple games that you shouldn't, like that week 17 game to the Bengals. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think that shouldn't be much of a problem going into this year, even with the pandemic.
Ben, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you.
Hey, thank you all for having me.
All right, that's Ben Baby. Covers the Bengals for ESPN. Does a fantastic.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Fantastic job, and a young team, and trying to learn on the fly, and the timetable almost got squished on a lot of these teams on this false positive that you thought was going to be a shutdown for, could have been a couple of weeks, and who knows what would happen then. We will get into that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is sponsored by Lowe's. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified, risk-free, without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, changing your oil. We've got what you need. Regular changes are the best way to keep your engine running smooth. We'll help you find the right oil for your make and model and everything to help you finish the job right, like drain pans, filters, and funnels. And we've got more ways to get it all fast, like our next day delivery and our free same day pickup, in-store or curbside. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract. No mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm Mark Dishark. The best record in the MLS belongs to the Columbus Crew, which has 5 wins and a draw in 6 matches. The worst record belongs to New York City FC, which has 1 win and 5 losses. Those two clubs meet tonight at Red Bull Arena in New York. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock here on The Fan. For the fourth time in his career, Dustin Johnson has attained the title of number one in the world golf rankings. He's actually been the top-ranked golfer for 82 weeks in his career, but not since October of 2018. DJ jumped from fourth to first in the rankings after winning the Northern Trust yesterday by a whopping 11 strokes. In baseball yesterday, the Indians lost to the Tigers 7-4 while the Reds were beaten at St. Louis 6-2. Coming up tonight, the Tribe hosts the Twins. It'll be 3-2 Aaron Civale against 3-0 Kenta Maeda. The Reds are in Milwaukee. 3-0 Trevor Bauer opposes 1-2 Brett Anderson. Breaking sports news on The Fan.
Well-dressed, well-spoken, but never, ever a well-drink.
How about chaos?
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Pro Football Focus's Mike Renner will join us at the bottom of the hour. False positives in Browns camp and others, 77 of them. Initial panic in the National Football League. I want to run something else by you, though, first, before we get into that.
Okay.
Is it possible that this time of year, habitually, we're just not ready for sports to be watched intently?
Yeah. I think that's some of it.
I ask because this weekend was the Indianapolis 500.
You know,
but I don't even know. Like, baseball's kind of a in the background sport this time of year, even.
Yeah.
You know, you're not into the real heart of the pennant races until September.
If you're Matty Ice or Common Man,
yeah.
Who are sitting there.
Right.
You know, Matty Ice is living on every pitch of the Reds, it looks like.
Right. There are those that certainly love it that way. But I ask because yesterday was the Indianapolis 500. I didn't watch a second of it. I forgot it was even happening. I did. Yeah. I mean, I'm that's something that I would have watched the start of. I would have watched, you know, Jim Nabors sing the Indiana song. I would have watched the last 10 laps, you know, if that's Memorial Day weekend like it's supposed to be. But it wasn't. So it came and gone, and I didn't even pay attention to it. Sunday was also the Champions League final. That's something that, if that would have taken place in the normal calendar year, would have been done in May, usually late May. I would have watched some of that. You know, not maybe not all of it, but I definitely would have been aware that it was on. I had forgotten it was on. Bayern Munich won it. I had forgotten it was on until my middle son, Beamsy, mentioned it on the lower 30. He said, "Dad, Bayern won the Champions League." I said, "Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about that." And I'm wondering if the same is happening with the ratings in the NHL and the NBA. Like, they haven't been what I think people thought that they would be. The NBA's been spectacular play. It's been incredible since they started the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if we're ready to watch sports this time of year intently. Now, I'll be interested to see what happens in 2 weeks, because then we get into, it seems like once Labor Day happens, now you're into football and you're into school. Kids are back in school. You're in that rhythm. But we're still very much, I'm still very much in a summer rhythm, and I'm not, I don't find myself looking for sports. And I don't know if it's because of habitually this is a time of year where I don't normally watch, or if I've just become accustomed, I got so used to for 4 months of nothing being on. I don't know which it is. But I do find myself kind of like not being as intently pursuing it as I would have had it aired when it's supposed to air.
Yeah, I think it's difficult because I think here in this state especially, we usually are at a moment where it's like, let's enjoy the rest of the summer activities that we have until we get to fall when we have games. You know, so it's like, hey, camp starting, there's good news about, you know, Buckeyes, there's good news about the Bengals, Browns, all that. And we know the weather is going to turn in the beautiful falls that we have here. But those summer weekends before school, it's kind of starts and all that. It's like, let's enjoy these last few, because we know once, like, fall is beautiful, but once it gets to that winter, it's going to be bad for a while. It's going to be gray. Gray season will start. And so there is a part of me that still feels like I'm like we're just naturally in that. Which then, if you want to go even deeper picture, that is why sports don't work in Los Angeles. Unless you are absolutely the cool thing to do. Because they get weather like this all the time. Even better, like, because they don't have this humidity. So
right.
There, you get perfect weather like this on a weekend, whether it's fall, summer, like, so that's why, unless you are the absolute cool thing to do, why would I go to a Chargers game or a Rams game? Why would I go to a Lakers game if they stink? I'm not going inside. Yeah. Why would I go in a building to watch the Lakers unless it's the place to be seen? So here, I think what we're dealing with is, like, we only have a certain number of weekends. Like, no matter what, school started today at Dublin, at Hilliard, so it might be virtual, but those parents, you know, that are trying to work from home and trying to figure out a way to do all this stuff from home, right? Especially with young kids. If you have high schoolers, they can figure out how to coordinate all that on their own. But if you have young kids in the house, you're trying, that's still a stressful day for you to do the virtual stuff. So the weekends when you're finally free now, you're not trying to hunker down and watch a marathon afternoon basketball game. It's probably the last thing on your mind because it's not normal anyway. You're waiting for football.
No, exactly. These are, I mean, when I was at Channel 10, this is when Uncle Dom would always take vacation this time. He'd take 2 weeks, in early August. And it was really the last throes of summer. And it was be outside as much as you can, get to a lake, be outside, be in the sun, do all of these things because you know.
I tell you what, I need that.
Oh, that's always
I need that in my life. Yeah. I told my wife last night, I said, there's a couple things that we got. If we're going to do vacations, you know, if we're blessed to do 2 or 3 vacations a year, whatever you want to do. If you want to do one, it's one. But if it's one, I know I'm going to lose because it's going to mean we're going to a beach, right? Like, she's going to win.
Right.
That's what she wants. She wants beach. She wants beach. I want mountains. We could both kind of agree on a lake. So I think that's where you're like, oh, man. But if I could get all three, oh, man.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
But anyway, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So that I think that's true. It's hard for me even as I've enjoyed the basketball at night or even enjoying the Blue Jackets and the run when they were in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I did find myself almost forcing myself to watch it. It wasn't something. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Yes.
I wasn't craving. I wasn't like, oh, I can't wait to watch this game, the Jackets game tonight. Which, if that would have taken place in April, when it was supposed to take place and the weather's crap, you can't wait to watch a Jackets game at night. But I found myself being like, forcing myself to, all right, I got to watch this. I gotta watch this. Then once you watch it, you get into it, of course. But I do not have the same zest for it that I would have had if it was in the regular calendar year because of the weather. I think that's it. And I just, and even the stuff that's happening at night, it just seems like it's the wrong time of year for it. And you say, well, you're a man, you're 40, you got 40 years of habits, sports viewing habits that you're trying to break based on pandemic. And I do think the NFL will benefit tremendously from this because their schedule's the same.
Yep.
It's the same. It's the same. Yep. It's when we expect it to be, in the fall.
Yep.
On Sundays. And probably
what
Thursday,
what I
Friday,
had wrong
Saturday,
is I
and Monday.
Once sports started back up, I was like, I think the ratings are going to go through the roof because sports fans are just they're just craving it.
Right.
They're craving it. And what you've seen is, well, I think there's a natural rhythm to some of this. And the NBA...
Yep.
I've been shocked that even now that it's in the playoffs that the ratings have been... NHL doesn't surprise me. NHL is a selective fan base anyway. You know, it's hit or miss for some people.
Although I think the NHL is a lot like baseball really quick in this, in that in our country at least, not in Canada, not in the hockey mad places, but I think by and large it's a lot like baseball where you care about your team in your town, and when that goes away, you're done. Like,
that's
my
so
guess
true.
Would be the Stanley Cup playoffs in Columbus would do nothing from a ratings. I could be wrong. Swally at Channel 4 could correct me because they'll have them. But my guess is once the Blue Jackets are eliminated, then the ratings plummet. Because I think that people, by and large, people love the Columbus Blue Jackets. They don't love the NHL. I think the same thing's true of Major League Baseball, where if you are a Reds or Indians fan, unless you're one of the diehard people who just love the sport, and there's very few that would then care to watch, let's say, the Angels have Mike Trout, but the Mariners against the A's. Like, you may be an Indians or Reds fan, but you care about that.
Way. I played hockey. I love hockey. I'm not watching until the Stanley Cup. Because in my mindset, and this is more, I think this is more along the lines of me just getting older. Like, you know time is like the most important thing to you. So
it's the only commodity, man, that matters.
So you're saying to yourself,
really,
okay, I have two kids. I have a pregnant wife. I have limited sunshine left in the state of Ohio in this season coming up. And am I going to spend an afternoon watching? No, I'm not going to watch hockey until you tell. You know what? Wake me up when it's the Stanley Cup so I can watch when it's for everything. Because I love watching the celebrations and you're knowing this is it. This is it. But once the Jackets got out, that's why it's so devastating. It's because I can watch the highlights of the Bruins and the Lightning. But when I see those highlights, I get salty because you're like, you didn't feel like it was 4-1. You know, and then you get frustrated, and then you get reminded of how you lost the last game, and you get more frustrated, and then you see how filthy Boston's top line is, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can appreciate the highlights, right? Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that, but I'm not watching that series because what am I going to sit here for 3 hours on a, you know, whatever night and watch a hockey game that ultimately does not matter to me personally, and it's not for everything. Wake me up when the Bruins are in the Stanley Cup, and then I'll watch those teams, and I'll watch it because I know it's the finale. But football, on the other hand, and a lot of it's because it's my greatest passion, I can watch random games. Heck, if a random game comes up, like I was watching before the show, like 2013 Northwestern in Iowa, and you see Christian Kirksey make a tackle, and you're like, I know. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any recollection of watching him play while at Iowa. But I can now. I wonder what he looked like when he was at Iowa. And then I find myself trying to study the film. And then I find myself trying to grade these guys as if like they're coming out. And I'm like, would I have seen him as like a future pro watching this game? And that can go. But I played the game, so that's why it's easier for me that way. But with other sports, you know, I just don't.
I think the NFL will benefit tremendously from fall as it's intended. As it's intended, they will benefit even more by the fact that all the rest of this stuff's going away by October, and they're going to be the only show in town in November, December, and January, because you don't know when the NHL is going to restart or how they're going to do it. My guess is they'll have to follow the baseball model. I don't know what the NBA is going to look like when they restart and what that's going to be. You heard Adam Silver last week say that when they restart, that December 1st is feeling like it's too soon. So maybe that's something where they open their season on Christmas Day. That might be what they do. They've always had a corner on Christmas Day. Maybe the NBA tries to do that again, where they say we're going to open the season Christmas Day with, you know, Lakers and Bucks or whatever. And maybe that's the way they do it. But the NFL has this point, from a schedule standpoint, nothing has changed. We've lost preseason games, which nobody really cared too much about anyway, although I enjoyed watching them for the battles at the end of the roster. But there was other than that, they've lost nothing. They're going to start on time in the slot that they intended to start at. They've had their draft. They've had their free agents. They've done it all virtually, but they haven't had to change anything, right? And the rest of these sports, I find myself forcing me to watch them, and usually the ones that have the better success of me watching are either the sports that are happening as I'm cooking dinner or after the sun goes down and the boys go to bed.
Yep.
That's it. I'm not watching this stuff in the afternoon. I didn't watch any of the Indianapolis. My God, a Columbus race team won it. Ray Hall Letterman won it.
Yeah.
They won the Indy 500. I didn't watch a second of it. Graham Rahal finished third, friend of the program. Finished third.
I don't think I've watched a second of an Indy 500 ever.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I would have on. We'd always be at the lake.
Growing up in Minnesota was not a...
It wasn't for me either. But once I moved up here and got to know the Rahals, you put it on at the lake. And you pop, it goes for 4 hours. You pop in and out as it's going along, and you'd watch the
lesson. If I had multiple, lake houses as well, and
I don't have multiple lake
houses. Put my feet up, and have a glass of bourbon, look out over the lake, and
just take it all in.
Open the windows and enjoy the lapping of the waves over the rocks. If I had that lifestyle too, I'd throw on the Indy 500, but.
Yeah,
I don't.
Sure,
and I have 17 properties and London. Yeah.
How's that going? By the way, your Threes is doing the show. Aria is bouncing around. How's it going? How's the first 15 minutes going?
Oh, so far so good. You haven't heard much, so
no,
that's a huge win. We got that's funny because Shelley brings her up. We have Disney Junior on. We have popcorn, Cheerios,
oh geez,
horses, babies, and an iPad.
Perfect.
So we should be okay.
Any look of mischief in her eye?
A little bit when she dropped one of her Cheerios in my water on purpose. She was trying to get me roused up, but a little fantastic smile and a wink, and she walked away. I did not overreact, thankfully.
That is fantastic. Mike Renner. There you go. Well, they're good. There's a reason you loved them as a kid. Mike Renner will join us at the bottom of the hour. We will hit that PFF draft board as well. Lots of Buckeyes in it. Lots of young. How are you going to evaluate? I will ask him. How are you going to evaluate guys who don't play? And what does that start to look like? Plus, Michigan with an interesting idea of what to do with a pro day in September. And the AP college football poll is coming out today. Such a strange, strange time.
You know what stinks about that poll? Well, I guess will be interesting about the poll is, will they include the Buckeyes in it? Even
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service, because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB, nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
No, they're not playing, because that would break a very long streak, my friend.
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to. What are you just going to rank three conferences? I guess you could. I don't know. We'll get into it coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Sports conversation and sometimes pure stupidity.
It's awesome, funny, random.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Discover Fresh Time, the grocery store where you always find high quality, fresh, and organic foods like premium black Angus beef tomahawk ribeye steaks. $9.99 a pound now through August 25th while supplies last. Fresh Time Farmers Market. Real food, real affordable prices.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For something fresh and full of flavor, pick up Honeycrisp apples. They're just $1.87 a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Celebrate freedom from down payments at John Hinderer Honda. 2020 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, only $269 a month with no money down. Route 79 in Heath, or visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
With approved credit, 36-month lease plus tax and title, in stock only. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Stay cool with Logan AC and Heat Services. Save up to $1,900 on a qualifying train system and choose 0% APR financing for 60 months. It's hard to stop a train. Free estimates. Call now. Logan Services.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts. I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too. But the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Common Man and T-Bone.
You would think that I would be, like, refreshed and ready to go, and I am ready to go. I miss doing the show. I'm just done with society.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Stop by your neighborhood Culver's, home of the Culver's Deluxe. Fresh, never frozen beef is cooked to order and layered with real Wisconsin cheese, crisp lettuce, ripe tomatoes, pickles, sweet red onion, and our signature mayo. Then we top it with a lightly buttered toasted bun. Pair it with crinkle-cut fries, crispy onion rings, or golden Wisconsin cheese curds for a satisfying meal. It's our Butterburger at its best. This is Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro.
As we face uncertainties over how this new school year will go, we know there are major challenges ahead. Approaches to reopening schools will vary, but the health and safety of students, school staff, and communities must always be the top priority. One thing is certain, whether teaching online or in person, Ohio's educators are dedicated to every student's success.
Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hurry into Lowe's and make this Labor Day the perfect start to fall with EGO outdoor power equipment starting at $119. Visit Lowe's.com. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Open early for all your sports discussion needs. Now back to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. I want to talk to you about my friends at Germain Toyota of Columbus. The deals just simply keep rolling in. Why don't you trade in your car for a brand new Toyota Camry? You can get 0% for 60 months. Or if you want to lease a car, you can get their Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are obviously good for those who qualify. Rich and his staff, simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service. and they simply care about each and every customer. Go see them online, JermaineToyota.net.
What are we up to now?
I avoided disaster because during the break, the iPad died.
Oh.
And so, you know, that was a, you know, slam it. Daddy, look, yeah, it doesn't work anymore, Daddy. Okay, I'll plug it in. Thankfully, it was one of those plugins, you know, where the Apple logo comes back on. And then right before Chop said 30 seconds, it was, what's your password? Oh, okay. I'll come get it. I got it.
Legend.
So now she's just talking to herself, playing this little Lego game.
It's fantastic. AP College football poll will be out today at noon. I saw, what do you do with that? If you're a college football, if you're an AP college football voter, I did it for 1 year. I really enjoyed it. Tried to take it as serious. I took it very, very seriously.
You were
chart every game.
Voter, you have a Heisman vote.
Years ago.
I don't have a
years
vote or anything. I don't even have a code back to get into the old Woody Hayes. You know what I mean? I can't even get into the Woody Hayes without making three phone calls. You know what I mean? You have votes.
I mean, now you
got
just use Bob's retina. Then you could get in.
Yeah.
That's what
I should
do.
I should just put on like a blonde wig, walk in.
There you go. Rock a 42 jersey and walk right in.
Seriously, yeah. Let me in. Where's Mark? Where's Pantone?
Mark knows the college football poll is out today at noon. What do you do?
I don't know.
What do you do? What are we doing?
You vote for the best available. That's what I would do. Best available.
Are we available?
Give me the teams who are playing. Best available. Best out of these.
My hunch would be, and this is the thing that just stinks so bad about all of this, is I think we would have opened the season 2, but I think the split between us and Clemson would have been right down the middle. I think it would have been within 5, 6, 7 votes each.
Bo, Dabo says that if they won a national championship, that's not taking anything off it at all.
I don't think it is. I agree with him. I understand we're not playing, but if I'm in his position, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's exactly if what I'm saying too, but it is.
If I play all ACC teams and my semifinal is against Georgia and my final is against Alabama, that's a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only team in, of the schools who aren't playing, the only team, now it just happens to be us, the only team that is viewed as a threat is us.
Yeah.
Like, what do you care? If you're Clemson, what do you care about Purdue, Penn State, Michigan? Those teams aren't, they're not in your wheelhouse. There's only one team. And by the way, you can use this to your advantage to strangle them out in recruiting. SEC saying, we care more. We care more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, so that's, if you're Dabo, and by the way, the College Football Playoff Committee is going, if those three leagues play, they're going to have a college football playoff.
Yeah.
If you think this thing stinks this week as other teams are practicing, just you wait until they try and pull that off. And you're sitting here, and then you're gonna play a schedule in January?
Yeah. If these schools go ahead, that's why you haven't seen anybody make a decision on skipping yet. Like I've had some people tell me, like, Fields hasn't announced he's going pro yet. You know, Sean Wade hasn't announced. I think they would play in the spring. I go, buddy, they're waiting to see if that whole decision on, like, winter or spring, they don't, unlike the Big Ten, they realize they don't need to make a decision right now. There's no deadline.
Right.
So for them, it's not any hope of them coming back. It's, I want to see if the ACC and the SEC actually get through some of these part of the season. And if they do, then I'll announce it. But if they cancel week 2, week 3, and everyone gets on the same page, which I still have no hope of anything happening because obviously they can't get on the same page. Big Ten thought everyone was on the same page. Hey, we'll go first. We'll jump off. We'll open the parachute. We'll land. We'll tell you it's safe. Come on down. And only the Pac-12 jumped, but nobody really cared because they're irrelevant. They can't win anything anyway. So no one else jumped off the cliff. They all stayed in the plane, you know, so to speak. So it's I think that's why you haven't heard decisions. But if those teams play through, and it's a realization of, oh, crap, they're going to finish the season. They're going to do it. Then you'll start hearing announcements. These guys aren't playing in the spring or winter.
No.
And who's to say this is going to be better in the winter?
There isn't. Go ahead.
And here's the other thing. Big Ten, not only on the aspect of how much money it cost them to postpone all this, right? We haven't even gotten to the fact that Iowa, which has an unbelievable history with swimming. I mean, they invented the butterfly, for crying out loud. Like, they shut down their men's and women's swimming programs. They shut down 4 total sports already. And that's a, you know what I mean? That's a precursor of what is happening. So Big Ten, of course, is losing money. They're going to lose sports. They're going to lose all this. But also, let's spend more money because you're still allowing practicing to happen throughout this time, which means that you're still going to have to test these kids. So instead of playing through a season and testing over and over and getting their results back and paying for the hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this testing, right? Instead of all of that, and then saying, hey, they're done, you know, Thanksgiving. Some teams are done, right, when they, if they're not bowl eligible. And who knows what the bowl system is going to look like. But let's just say there is a bowl system. They are done, right? So they're, okay, we don't have to test anymore. You guys are free to be just students. You have a dead period. So you can say, okay, no testing. It saves a little money. Instead, you're just going to let these kids practice up until January. And then say, well, I don't know if we're going to have a season yet in January, maybe further in spring. You still got to test these kids if you're making a practice.
Absolutely.
And so you're just prolonging testing, and you're losing money by canceling the season, but yet also spending more money by extending the practice period.
Yeah.
Sounds like great economics to me.
Yeah.
Great.
All the while, in an hour and a half, you're going to have a college football poll.
Yeah.
Will Ohio State be in a poll where they're not playing a game in the season? I mean, that's going to happen here in about a half, in about 90 minutes from now. Mike Renner's going to happen. Go ahead.
I would just say, I mean, my gut says, if I'm a voter, I don't know how you would have thought of a voter, but as a voter, I'm going to say, okay, who are the teams that are playing? I can't vote for a team. I'd be like voting for a school in a non-season that doesn't exist.
I would probably have put Ohio State on the ballot along with the rest of the Big Ten teams in the first ballot, and then from that point on, I wouldn't. If they weren't playing, I can't poll them if they're not playing. Mm-hmm. So the first one, I probably would have had them on just to prove a point that I think they're the first or second best team in the country. And then after that, I probably wouldn't. And that stinks.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Yeah. Mike Renner, lead draft analyst, Pro Football Focus, joins us next. Big job on his plate and everybody's plate who's trying to identify these players. We know the sure things, but what do you do with these guys who had a lot to gain this season? Guys like Sean Wade, who are going to play on the outside. We're going to get to that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
All Buckeyes.
All Buckeyes.
All the time.
The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your flagship home for Ohio State athletics.
The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Windows, siding, APCO. Absolutely. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company established in 1962.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual Summer Sticker Sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to our down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4Q for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP.
MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. Lease from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. $39.60 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties and limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, Crew, the NFL. If live games are cool, consider us Miles Davis. And if movie references from 25 years ago are cool, Anthony Rothman is your idol. Your radio home for all the games and eye-rolling promos. The Fan.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64,000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64,000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64,000 to get started for free. That's W-A-R-B-Y to 64,000.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Meet or on the rocks. Just act accordingly.
Starts with a glass of bourbon, then goes to, oh, First Blood's on. I think I'll watch this again.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head on to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, joins us. Mike, thanks so much for the time. You guys unleashed your draft guide, I think, on the 19th. It's something I always pore over. You had a funny thing in the tweet. It might be the first and only one that you do. How are you going about this? How are you going to adjust these guys? How are colleges, how are NFLs going to adjust talent of guys? If they're, certainly we know that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are not going to play a season, and you got three guys in the top five from the Big Ten and Pac-12. How are you going to scout these guys without a season?
Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tougher than probably any year on record, and I think it's going to make a lot of it's less valuable. And, outside like the top 5 to 10, which you can identify those guys pretty much every single year, it's going to be as much of a crapshoot from picks probably 15 to 50 to 100. They're going to be almost interchangeable this year, more so than ever before. So I do think that teams are going to rely on athletic testing. Teams are going to rely on background information, opinions from their head coaches and that sort of thing. And I do think you will see, if there really isn't a season for anybody, you're going to see either an extended Senior Bowl or an extended combine, to where the NFL is going to get to watch these guys in pads going up against each other, because they're not just going to let the sort of the lack of information impact the draft. The NFL is still going to do as much homework on these guys as humanly possible. So I do think that that's ultimately, if we don't see a college football season, what's going to happen?
Yeah, Mike, and one of the players that had a lot to gain from this season, I just think first off is Sean Wade, a guy who made a lot of plays in that slot at Ohio State, but I think everybody was looking forward to seeing how he was going to play on the outside, right? Could he handle being that number one corner at Ohio State? A lot of us assume the answer is yes, but without the tape, it really hurts him. And I see you have him, I believe, at 22 on the board. But how do teams then evaluate that? Do you take a risk by assuming, well, gosh, you know, I like his skill set. I think he can do it out there to where you see him rising, or do you think that he ultimately is hurt by this? If those other three conferences play, right, and he's sitting at home and goes pro, then what's your thought on how he could be affected personally by the no season?
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to – he's one of the most impacted players in all of college football by the cancellation. That is why he came back. Like, he could have gone to the draft last year, maybe been – a fringe first rounder, a team seeing him as a slot / safety, kind of in a Minka Fitzpatrick, how he was coming out. And the thing is, with Minka Fitzpatrick, they tried him at outside cornerback to the Dolphins, and it did not work out. And so it's not a one-to-one transition. You're not all of a sudden, just because a guy has maybe the physical tools to play outside, doesn't mean he's going to be good there. So you're going to want to see it if you're an NFL team. So I do think that it really hurts him to not have a fall season because, like I said, he was probably fringe first round just based off of if you evaluate him as probably a safety would be where teams see him with his role, what he did at Ohio State over the past couple of years. But if he doesn't, you know, just as a safety, that's teams are not valuing safety highly in the NFL today. You didn't see a single safety go in the first round last year. So I do think that he is definitely going to be hurt if we don't get to see him at outside cornerback.
Mike Renner, our guest, lead draft analyst, Pro Football Focus. Let's get to the juicy stuff at the top. Lawrence and Fields. We were so we just feel robbed if we're not going to get to see Justin Fields and only just get 1 year of him. He was spectacular last year. Everybody who you talked to around Ohio State thought that that was just scratching the surface on what he was capable of. As you have him number two overall on your guys' board and Lawrence number one, how big is the gap between the two? What did Fields need to do this year on the field to make up some of that, or is it a gap that's just too big to make up?
I don't think it's too big to make up by any means. I think each of them have their strengths and weaknesses, and they're not the same by at all. I think they both have pretty much, they bring everything to the table in terms of running ability, arm strength, accuracy, but I do think Fields is the more accurate. Lawrence obviously probably has a stronger arm. Lawrence gets rid of the ball quicker, and I think where Fields could have made up that gap and ultimately passed Lawrence is if you saw him getting the ball out of his hands quicker, getting, you know, not having so many plays where he's just standing there in the pocket, trying to make things on his own, just using his arm more instead of his legs, because he scrambled, I think, on over 10% of his dropbacks last year and had, you know, one of the best offensive lines in college football. So that's probably Lawrence's biggest strength, is that when there is blitz, when there is quick pressure, he's not taking sacks. He's taken fewer sacks in his career than Justin Fields has. Fields, you know, played only 1 year and Lawrence has played two. So I do think he could have made up that gap, but to me there is a fairly big gap just in terms of translatable sort of NFL concepts and things that you have to do at the NFL level at quarterback that, like I said, Fields is not going to have that kind of time he had at Ohio State last year. And so seeing him operate, you know, in a quicker passing offense, I think would have helped him, but now doesn't look like that's going to be a possibility.
Real quick, James, let me just follow up real quick. Sorry to interrupt. Real quick, what's a comp for Fields? Who's he similar to that you've graded?
That's a good question. I think, like, physically, Cam Newton comes to mind in terms of just what he can do as a runner and a thrower of the football. I think he's a little more accurate than Newton. Newton has a stronger arm. But just those jumbo sort of running threats to where adds so much value in short yardage and in the red zone. That's why Cam Newton, over the course of his career, he wasn't always the best passer, but when he did get in the red zone, they scored at a higher rate than a lot of other teams just because that's such a valuable thing you can bring to the table as a runner. So that's a similar sort of guy. I don't think there's any one-to-one great Fields, but that's a similar vein of player.
Mike, when you look at this evaluating, is it just, do you think this is a one-year hiccup in the scouting process? Or, for instance, you know, there are kids who in the Big Ten or in the Pac-12 are going to play this year that would have been a second year to where now next year will be technically their third year, even though eligibility will stay second year. Or take like a Garrett Wilson, right, where you'll see basically a year of film as a freshman and a year off and then another year of film, and then he'll be able to play. I'm just wondering, do you think this evaluation will be kind of pushed back a couple of seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to always screw. There's going to screw guys who, you know, come back 2021 and then maybe play a few games. You know, like Joey Bosa coming out gets hurt. If he didn't have the season before that where he dominated as a sophomore, would he have been a top three pick after having gotten hurt his last year at Ohio State? Probably not. He might not have been. He might have been like a. He still would have been drafted fairly high. Don't get me wrong. As the talent was obvious, but. I do think it's going to hurt guys like that who are maybe special talents, but then get hurt in 2021 and are going to have to come back a year. And it could also hurt in terms of a lot of the scouting process starts in the spring. And if they still can't travel, if we still, you know, if scouts still can't be on the road at these colleges for pro days and that sort of thing, that's going to hurt them as well.
Mike, I'll get you out of here on this one. If there's anything that bodes in the favor of these Ohio State kids that we talk about all the time, wouldn't it be reputation that because of guys like McLaurin and even Arnett, who's looking good out in Raiders camp right now? We know about the high-end guys, the Boses, Chase Young, all those guys. We know about that. We know about the corners. But even the guys who are in the late first, second, third, fourth round, those guys have shown out and played well. Don't you think there will be a trust with Ohio State players in the league based on what they've turned out since Urban's been here? I think about like Olave, like Chris Olave, like – it's almost like, okay, we know what Brian Hartline coached them. Okay, we know what they're going to be. Like, if there's one silver lining in this, won't past history teach the NFL and give these Buckeye kids a better chance than they would have otherwise?
Yeah, I think you always sort of lean towards guys who you know got developed well in college. I go, that's a massive, you know, from 18 to 22 is such a massive leap in terms of physically what you're, how you change and just what you can learn on the football field. And you know, at Ohio State, with the coaching staff they have there and with, you know, the concepts they play defensively, they are very translatable to the NFL. They are getting NFL coaching basically from day one. So I do think that anytime you see that, you just feel comfortable how that guy's going to translate his game to the NFL because, like I said, they're getting NFL coaching.
Yeah, they are. Always great talking to you, buddy. Thank you so much for your time.
For sure, fellas. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
All right, that's our guy, Mike Renner. He's the lead draft analyst, Pro Football Focus.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The benefit of the doubt will be there for the Buckeyes.
Yep.
You know, it'll be there. So,
and it should.
It should. Yeah. It's a proven track record of what guys there aren't many busts. There really haven't been many draft busts that have come through here in the last 15 years or so. Just hasn't happened. We hit thing or not a thing up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
The only radio station allowing one of their hosts to talk about human flesh consumption. Okay, probably not the best idea. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a dentist. But instead of filling you in on ways to save on your policies, he'd probably be too busy filling in that loose crown. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who will use their expertise to polish up your policies, from home and auto to renters, motorcycle, boat, and RV too. So while, yes, your dentist can save your smile, your GEICO agent could save you money, which will make you use that smile a whole lot more. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
They're out of the bubble and ready to dominate. The Crew are back in action to battle with New York City FC. Live fan coverage starts Monday night at 6:45.
Sponsored by Soccer Plus.
Proud to be your Columbus Crew flagship station, The Fan.
Here's Something Good is a new show from the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. It's a great way to start your day on the positive side of life. Our partner, Bank of America, just committed $1 billion over 4 years to help communities advance racial equality and economic opportunity. They're providing help where it's needed most. Healthcare, housing, jobs, and support for small businesses. I'm Kim Azzarelli. Listen to Hear Something Good on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With My Prescriptions, you can check your prescription status, set up auto refills, and pay online to save time. Get started at Kroger.com/myprescriptions.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Their favorite sport is berating their producer.
You just sat there for 10 minutes.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
It's time for a little thing or not a thing. Chops here as well. Go, Chops.
Bishop and Laurinaitis. Thing or not a thing.
Let's get it going on a Monday. This from Pro Football Focus, where Mike Renner works. Since 2018, Drew Brees has 7 games with a PFF grade of 90+, the most in the NFL. No other QB has more than 3. Thing or not a thing?
So their whole thing, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, linebackers, almost their entire thing is based on efficiency, right? Are you accurate? Are you doing everything as efficient as possible? And so this makes sense to me because that is what Drew Brees is, the model of efficiency. One of the things I really enjoy on the show is anytime like you go into a Drew Brees story, just how much of a maniac he is as a human to still do it at this level, at this age, for this long.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, he's extremely consistent and he cares. I mean, the guy's a great teammate, Tubo. Like, he treats the undrafted kid as the same as Mike Thomas. He puts in the reps. So these numbers reflect everything you expect out of Drew Brees is the consistency, the making the right decision. Now, he's not perfect. No quarterback is. Football happens, right? Yeah. It's a very fluid game. But when you have a quarterback that's giving you 790-plus grades, you know what to expect from him every Sunday you take the field.
The Washington Capitals have fired head coach Todd Reirden after being knocked out of the playoffs in the first round 2 years in a row. Thing or not a thing?
Well, thing. I think what makes it more of a thing is that Barry Trotz is in New York with the Islanders, and they look great. They open tonight, and he's the one who won the cup there. So I think that's the thing that adds to it, right, is that the guy wins the cup, they hire the replacement, and they've been bounced 2 years, you know, the first round 2 years in a row.
It's amazing. You win a cup, you move on from the coach, things don't go as well. Egos are crazy. Just look at the Bulls dynasty. Look at the Capitals. It's very much egos are pretty. They will destroy a franchise pretty dang quickly, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Rams coach Sean McVay on Blake Bortles remaining unsigned. Quote, I am surprised just because he's played a lot of good football in this league. You hope for the best. I have not had much dialogue with anybody else about him, but I am surprised that he is not on a team right now. Thing or not a thing?
So this isn't, but there are two things that I think are a thing. Number one, if you're surprised he's not on a team, you could have just signed him. If you really were surprised, like you could have kept him as the backup.
Solid is what he's trying to do. He likes Blake, probably, right? He's
of course. To do him a solid. Here's the real thing. Why would anybody ask this question?
Right.
You get Sean McVay for 15 minutes. Why would you ask him about Blake Bortles? Who is doing? Who
this
is doing a Blake
question.
Bortles?
Missed the pandemic and reduced media availability.
Like,
I think this is
you get 15 minutes with Sean McVay at most.
I want to know about Blake
Bortles. And you're going to ask him about Blake. Who's doing the Blake Bortles essay? Where's the demand for that?
I didn't know
who
that.
Who cares?
I'm watching Get Up this morning, and it's talking about Tom Brady, and they're showing quarterback reps. And I see Blaine Gabbert going through the quarterback drills. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no idea where he was at. Unbelievable.
Trent Williams is very impressed with Nick Bosa after facing him in practice with the 49ers. Quote, Nick, he's better than I already thought he was, and I knew he was top 3-4 in the game. Thing or not a thing?
Imagine that iron sharpens iron right there for Trent Williams, who hasn't played in a while but is elite, and now gets to sharpen against Nick Bosa every day.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would say is Nick Bosa's availability here is critical. I think about like what the Browns were trying to do with Jedrick Wills, and the idea was, well, he's going to go up against Miles every day. You want to talk about getting thrown into the fire? Well, Miles hasn't been full go, so he's missed out on that stuff.
Yep.
But Nick giving Trent a look without preseason, not that these guys are going to play a lot of preseason games, but that's critical stuff that's getting done, getting Williams ready.
No question. No question. And the thing is that those guys, DNs, O-tackles, can get a lot of work in and just, you know, when it's thud tempo. Mm-hmm. Those guys aren't interested in tackling. They're not going to, you know what I mean? But you can get a lot of work in with your hands and with bend and pass rush moves and all that in thud tempo. So they can get a lot of work done. So that's poor Trent. But to have a guy be top four in the league, you know, at DN, and he's super young and Trent's a little older. It's iron sharpening iron, but one's a lot younger than the other, right? So I'm sure Nick, the thing is, Nick can recover a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. Poor Trent needs a couple days sometimes.
Dustin Johnson won the Northern Trust after shooting a 30 under 254 this weekend. His 11-stroke lead was the largest margin of victory at a PGA event since 2006. Thing or not a thing?
I didn't watch any of it, but that's a thing by definition. He won by 11? Like that, I don't care what it is. Now, Tiger's won like the U.S. Open by this, but to win any golf event by 11 shots and be 30 under, you're playing at a different level. He's probably got the most talent of any player since Tiger, just pure talent.
Yeah, you're right. I think you win by that much. 30 under, I mean, buddy, 30 under is like playing Tiger Woods golf back on the old PlayStation, right? Like when you have it on easy and you're just out there smoking eagles like it's nothing. That's what that feels like, but... No, but when you beat your competition, like pro golfers, other pro golfers by that much, that's pretty significant.
Last one. This one just rolled across my timeline here in the last few minutes. A Fernando Tatis Jr. card sold at auction for $222,630 last night. Fernando Tatis is making $219,000 to play baseball this year for the Padres. Thing or not a thing?
Yeah. Why is he making so little? He was a really high draft pick.
Well, because it's prorated, and it was supposed to be in the 500 grand range.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I would say thing, and I would say whoever bought that card, if that is like the definitive card, I would say that's a steal.
Yes.
Because there was a Mike Trout card that sold over the weekend for $4
million. Unreal.
So if that's the definitive card for Fernando Tatis.
The, like, obsession with cards.
It seems like
are you
it's
an autograph
back.
Guy or are you like a photo guy? Like if you meet somebody that you're like, oh man,
definitely not autograph. I'm neither, honestly, buddy. I'm neither. I'm never I'm autograph too. Guy because and I don't. My the only thing that goes through my head in any of that is who am I to disrupt this person's day? Like if we're at a place where like if you're at a place and people are taking them, let's say, and it's like a it's kind of a more of a in private nature, fine. Okay, yeah. But like in public, I would never go up to somebody and do either. If anything, yeah. I'm more of a
I have some pretty funny
as I walk
of
by
people coming up to me.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm more of a as I walk by. Hey, man, really appreciate your like. I did that to Ernie Johnson's a guy I just adore on TNT, yeah. And I walked by as he was preparing for a show, and I just said, "Love your work, inspired me." You know, as a from a young broadcaster standpoint, like that's more what I do. I don't ever ask. I don't think I've ever asked for an autograph or a photo. From an athlete,
I've never asked for an autograph. And I'm that way too. I don't want to go bug or bother somebody. But if I had to choose, it'd be photo. Like I'd much rather have a photo. Be like, yeah, like I met him, great guy, or met him, tool bag. Either way, you know.
I think
signatures are so forged too. Like I know for a fact there's some teammates of mine that would try to forge my signature instead of just asking teammates to sign stuff. Like, you know, uncomfortable to be like, hey, will you get Teddy Ginn's autograph for me? No.
Yeah.
No, I won't. So I know of teammates who used to forge guys' signatures. They'd get them down and be like, instead of going and bothering guys, they'd be like, sure, got it for you. Here it is.
For charity, right? Like a lot of that stuff's charity. Like
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah. They've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
People want those items for
just charities. Friends. I mean, think about it. If you're raised in Ohio and your friend, like, hey, can you get your, sure, yep. Instead of coming to the guys and asking them, they just sign it and forge it.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
Well, that'd be easier way around it. All right. This is fascinating. It was one of the most interesting reads I had over the weekend in the Omaha World Herald. What really happened in the Big Ten and how football got canceled? We will get to that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
This is Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman on your home for Buckeye basketball, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Don't sweat it. Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Sports are coming back. And all of the action can be found at OH Sports Bar and Grill at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Enjoy the games on over 25 giant screens, great food and local brews, plus dive into the crab boil, a seafood lover's dream. It's all at Hollywood Casino. Visit HollywoodColumbus.com for more. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I'm Jason from Brewery Vivant, and Grand Rapids is open.
I'm Debbie from Rosie's Place, and Indianapolis is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
This is Wee from Falangtang, and Cincinnati is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
Traverse City is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
While other funeral homes claim to be the least expensive, that's simply not true. I'm Bob Spears, and at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, we provide you with a dignified service at a guaranteed low price. We are locally owned, and my brother Steve and I are proud to be part of four generations of family serving Central Ohio for 90 years. Contact us at Jerry Spears Funeral Home, where you can expect compassion and affordability. Call 614-274-5092 or go to jerryspearsfuneralhome.com.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a two-time IndyCar Series champion, I love that we're all getting back in our cars and back on the road, stopping at all the places we missed most. And to keep us going between those stops, there's Shell. Stopping to fill up with their best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good morning, I'm Matt Andrews. Scott Dixon led for 111 of the 200 laps at yesterday's Indy 500, but he trailed with just four laps left to Takuma Sato. And when the race ended under caution, Sato was leading and declared the winner, his second Indianapolis 500 win. A win also for Team Rahal Letterman Langen Racing. Scott Dixon second, Graham Rahal was third. As the guys just discussed, Dustin Johnson stormed the field in Boston at the Trust Open yesterday, ending with a 30 under par, winning by 11 shots. He's number one now in the world, shot a 63 yesterday, following a 60 on Friday and a 64 on Saturday. And losing days yesterday, losing weekends, losing series for the Reds and Indians. The Reds dropped 3 of 4 in St. Louis, falling 6-2 yesterday. Indians dropped 2 of 3 at home to Detroit, losing 7-4. Cincy and Cleveland, the two worst hitting teams in all of the majors. Breaking sports news on The Fan.
If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Morinitis.
All right, final hour here on a Monday edition. This is from Adam Rittenberg in the Kevin Warren. This is pretty strong words, and I think worth reading and digesting. Rittenberg writes, he certainly could have used more support, speaking of Warren, for the postponement decision from those who actually made it, the presidents and the chancellors who hired him. You and I talked about that a lot. Warren was a surprising choice to succeed Delaney. He brought a unique background from the pro ranks and refreshing focus on the athlete experience. Big Ten presidents barely said anything immediately after the postponement, even though some, including Michigan State's Samuel Stanley and Michigan's Mark Schlissler, boy, that's a tough one. How would you say that?
S-C-H. I don't know. The first way you read it, I was.
I should have just kept going. They're medical doctors with expertise in infectious disease. Although the decision was to postpone wasn't unanimous, there was a clear majority, league sources tell ESPN. The presidents and the chancellors made this decision. Warren's the one who delivered it, and poorly, frankly. The message delivered very, very poorly. Mm-hmm. Then this from the Omaha World Herald. This is Bill Moos, who is the athletic director at Nebraska. As we got closer to the decision, I got less and less confident we were going to be playing. And there was a reason for that. Moos remained in consistent communication with his boss, Ronnie Green, the chancellor in Lincoln, who was in full support of the Big Ten playing a fall season, but more importantly, kept Moos informed of the opposite sentiment growing among other Big Ten leaders. Green continued that the presidents and the chancellors were in the same Zoom meeting as the athletic directors. Athletic directors weren't in the same Zoom meeting as medical personnel either. Seasoned athletic veterans like Moos and Alvarez and Sandy Barber and Gene Smith were left out of key discussions that shaped the league's decisions. Instead, Kevin Warren was in those meetings as the athletic director's voice. Warren was aware, for example, that every Big Ten athletic director was in favor of playing a fall season. Moos said he, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan ADs pushed the hardest, but there was a unanimous agreement, Moos said, in wanting to play. That is quite illuminating.
That doesn't surprise me, though. Did that surprise you? I expected every AD to want to play.
No. What surprised me is that the athletic directors weren't getting a seat at the table when the decision was made. That surprised me.
Yeah, I had this discussion with my wife this morning, and I think the one thing that we kind of discussed was they probably already knew what the athletic directors were going to say. We want to play. And ultimately, two things I got out of it. A, I think they automatically assumed, I was surprised too, we both were, but I guess you understood, like, the obvious answer was, like, they're all going to say, yeah, we want to play. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we had to take a vote of all the athletic directors, they're going to want to play. The other thing is, but the athletic directors aren't in charge of the entire. They're not going to fall on the sword for all that. Essentially, it's going to be the presidents because they're the ones that are decision makers. So if there's a huge COVID outbreak, no one's going to say, "Oh, it's Gene Smith's fault." They're going to say it's Christina Johnson. Why'd you let him play? Why'd you let the schools go back? Why'd you? So they're ultimately the final decision maker. Now, the second thing I got out of it, Bo, was that ultimately athletics are. I guess I had a false assumption that athletics meant that much more to the schools than maybe they did. Because it seems to me that these guys made the thing of like, you know what, athletics are a fun thing for our student athletes to have. We know it's important, but ultimately it's not a major, right? You guys are student athletes, but you're not, you know, we don't major in football. That's cool. You get to go play pro football for a while, but after that, you're going to have to go do a real job. You know, I think there's some sentiment of that when it comes to the way presidents, not all of them, but presidents, chancellors, and every one of them is different, right? I think Nebraska is, I think you could totally understand that he understands what Nebraska football means to everyone's mental state in the city of Lincoln, right? In the whole state. I mean, the whole state is affected by Nebraska football, the economy, everything. So, and it can be both, but I think you're learning that some of these schools are like, yeah, we don't need athletics. In order to roll through, like, yeah, we'd like to have the finances from it and all that too, but at the end of the day, our schooling is more important, academia, if you will. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but I felt like maybe, like, even at a school like Ohio State, like, I thought there's no way, because of what we bring in, would be so impactful. I'm like, no way that they're going to shut down. And it was taken away from us from the Big Ten, but maybe I was wrong on that assumption, that football... You know, that they would do anything. Because I honestly, I thought that they would do anything they would to keep that. Talk about $110 million for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
The schools around the Big Ten are going to lose tens of millions of dollars, no matter who you are, whether you're Rutgers or whether you're Northwestern. So that's a big chunk of money. So how much money are they making off everything else to where they can say, yeah, we like that money, but it's not do or die to where we need to play?
Well, here's what I got wrong or didn't understand clearly. I was under the assumption that the Big Ten Conference – represented, and Kevin Warren represented the athletics in the member schools. And that the job was to govern the athletics in the member schools.
Right.
I did not understand that it was to govern the academics in the member schools.
Right.
And maybe that's just me being naive.
I didn't understand that either.
My thinking would have been that the Big Ten Conference is in place to administer athletics.
Right.
That isn't that what they're for?
That's what I would think, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if your job is to administer athletics...
Then it should be up to the athletic department.
Then why in the heck wouldn't the athletic directors be in on the conversation...
Yeah.
...on whether to have a season or not?
Yeah.
Now, you can get into the other layers of this with amateurism and everything else, but if the athletic directors would have been in on the conversation and would have been presented with the medical facts... as were presented to the presidents, which according to this story they were not, then there would have been a clearer dialogue between, for example, Gene Smith, who's great at his job, and Ryan Day, who's great at his.
Right.
Ryan, this is what we really wanted to play. We think, and in fact, Gene's quoted in this story a little bit later on where he said, where Moose is saying, you know, that Gene really wanted to play, saying, you know, we've got a national championship team here.
Yeah.
Those don't grow on trees. That's what we have.
Right.
You know, that's, and we want to play. So Moose is quoted saying that in this story. But if you're going to do this, then wouldn't a lot of what has happened since, the fallout from all of this, all of the way that this has been just bungled, wouldn't this have been handled very differently if there was a direct line of communication, if the athletic directors were on that call? They should have been on that call.
Yeah,
that's the job of the Big Ten, is to represent the athletics.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we've realized here in the last 10 days that...
The athletics are a subsection of the school.
No question.
And
a minor one in comparison.
Yes, I guess a minor one. I guess the big picture one is the schools are more... like they view it as a like an offset, like a fun little deal on the side, it seems like, and not the major...
Well, it's a part of a corporation.
Thing,
In the way that Instagram is owned by Facebook,
yes,
the athletic departments are owned by the universities.
Yes.
So it's a big one. It's a prominent one.
So although Kevin Warren is in charge of the athletic departments, right, or he's in charge of athletics, which is the Big Ten Conference athletics. It's not a Big Ten. It's not a Big Ten math league. Or is there? Am I off? Is there a Big Ten? No, you know, business debate. You know, like you know what I'm saying though. Like there's no.
Right.
There's not a Big Ten. Yeah, all the Big Ten schools support each other with medical information, but there's no competition in that respect. You know, debate team. It's amazing to me how I think what you've learned is that like yeah you are in charge of running the athletics, but we are in charge over you, is what the presidents have shown here.
Yeah, yeah,
and you're gonna take fall for it,
right? And they should have everybody who was on that vote should have had a press conference.
Yeah,
and they should have had to answer questions in terms of why they voted the way they did. And I don't think it was. Because I don't think Christina Johnson's... She's not... It's today? Chops, was it like today that she was officially on board?
Yeah, I believe today is her first official day.
Right. So, like, was she even the one on the call? Who represented Ohio State on the call?
I don't know who represented Ohio State on the call, but there was no interim president. It was just a group of the board of directors that kind of ran things over the last few months.
I'd be interested in that. I'd be interested in knowing who was on that call from Ohio State's perspective.
Same here. And what's the number one pushback, Bo, that you hear from people? Not pushback. Number one thing I hear is, well, if the donors would just pull their money, if they pull their money, this would all get. We haven't heard anything.
Nothing.
It hasn't been like this mass thing of donors being like, no, they were totally. Let's pull it all back and force. It's been complete silence. There's been complete silence from the board. There's been complete. So if the board was pissed at. Now, it also could mean that Christina voted to try to play the season, and so the board's satisfied with her, right? And there's nothing we can do.
Well, can you vote if you're not the president?
I have no idea. So then who's on the call? If
that's what I
wasn't the athletic director, and it wasn't Christina.
If it's not Gene, then who is it? Who was it?
I don't know. Was it President Drake?
Who's on the call?
One more bomb to drop. And
I think he was long gone at that point. He's out west.
Below the bridge walking out.
Yeah. I'm just very curious. I think that, as with all things, transparency is key. Transparency is key. And the Big Ten is still failing miserably at that. I do agree with what Rittenberg said, though, that Warren has suffered the slings and arrows of everything. Now, his rollout's fireable. I would not argue it. But that he's not the one who made this decision unilaterally, that the presidents and chancellors of these universities did. Not even the athletic directors. This is the presidents and chancellors making this decision. And it was a consensus. According to multiple reports, it was a consensus. With Nebraska being one of the outliers. We wondered last week, was Dan Patrick's original reporting right? That Iowa and Nebraska were saying, no. We want to play. Were they the two that did it? Maybe it was 12-2. And maybe the other 12 all said, you know what? We can't. But who wants to own that now? Nobody. So Warren's getting beaten down over it. And he's not the one who made the decision. He just executed it, albeit poorly.
We just need transparency. Like, so many of our questions would be cleared up with. And look, you can try to pickpocket, right? So you can try to have an idea. Okay, we know Nebraska for sure voted for it. We're pretty sure that Ohio State did as well. I'm pretty sure that. I don't know about Michigan. I'm pretty sure about Penn State. I know Minnesota didn't. Like, Minnesota's president was very forthright on it. He said, I agree with, I think we're right on lockstep, and I agree with what we had. With, I totally agree with everything that we decided to do, I think was the right decision. Okay, so Minnesota voted against it. But other than that, like, we don't really know much. No one else has said anything. I haven't heard a definitive word from Michigan. We've heard reports here and there, right? Like Michigan's AD wanted to play. Okay. So did every AD. So did Minnesota's AD.
So if every AD wanted to play, and we know that Nebraska's president wanted to play, and you think Iowa's president wanted to play.
Yes. Iowa's the other one.
And you feel pretty confidently that
we wanted to play. I feel pretty
confident. Gene said that he and Christina Johnson were on the same page. Well, Gene wanted to play. So that leads you to believe that Christina Johnson said, yeah, we want to play. Okay, so then what? Who didn't?
Yeah.
Who didn't want to play? Now, we'll tackle the amateurisms. That's a whole other conversation. But it goes back to the overwhelming point that you and I have had on this. There was no reason to do this when they did it. There's none. They did it when they did it.
Yep. You could have pushed it back. There's no reason to do it. You could have pushed it back, peddled hope, could have let them practice, could have let them do con.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Contact practice and say, you know what? Let's see if contact football, if there is any spread. Let's see if there's any spike with kids coming back. Okay, there's a spike of COVID, but is that just the student population and not our football guys? Yeah. Amateurism.
Well, amateurism would be the next thing you'd have to deal with, and that can't be ignored. But you're going to have to deal with it if you play this fall plan too. I'm sorry, this winter plan too. And we'll go over that because some of the details of that started to leak out over the weekend. We'll hit that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were 6. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text Warby to 64,000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text Warby to 64,000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text Warby to 64,000 to get started for free. That's Warby to 64,000.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any 2 of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Reliable, custom, and quality. Words we live by here at Monogram Homes. Hi, this is Caitlin Andrews, and at Monogram, we strive to bring your wants to your man cave, your needs to your kitchen, and your ideas to your life. Most home builders claim to be custom, but starting with stock floor plans and templates isn't our idea of a tailored experience. At Monogram Homes, we start with a blank slate and work with you until you get exactly what you want. So start your true custom home journey today with a builder you can trust. Monogram Homes. Visit us online at monogramhomes.net.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy 5 or more participating sale items, and you'll save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10/3/2020.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that really they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Stay cool with
next day installation from Logan Services. We've got a system for every home, budget, and lifestyle. Book your installation now and get a free Wi-Fi thermostat. Call now for fast, friendly service from Logan Services.
Windows, siding, APCO, absolutely. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company established in 1962.
Absolutely, absolutely, you can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu. Hurry into Lowe's and make this Labor Day the perfect start to fall with EGO outdoor power equipment starting at $119. Visit Lowe's.com. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Day drinking responsibly with a touch of class. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan. I want to talk to you about my friends at Affinity Whole Health real quick. Look, if you're tired, if you've lost motivation, can't work out, it could be the pandemic. It could. I feel you.
Could be.
There's a lot of stuff going on, especially mentally. Or it could be low testosterone. Could be a combination. But what I think you should do is take advantage of that free doctor consult that they have going on. Go in, get your blood work, see where you're at, see if they can help you. If they can't, okay, move along. If they can, and I bet they can, then you could feel better instantly. Everything is sent to your door. You administer yourself, and you'll start to feel more energy, more motivation, and just be a better version of yourself. FeelGreatColumbus.com. Check them out.
So I saw this over the weekend as well with this, you know, some of these initial reports. And by the way, this also suffers tremendously by the fact that the Big Ten didn't say, we're playing in January, here's what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. Or we're playing from here to here. We're playing from January to the end of February, and we're going to be done by February, you know, 28th. We'll be done, and the season will go on, and it'll be done in that time frame. And here's how we're going to do it. But they haven't done that, so they're just kicking the can down the curb. What is spring? What is it? A season that's in March and April and early May, in which case you'd be going up against everything. And you talk about player safety, that's impossible. To me, the only, I feel like a 6-game winner season, but then if you're an Ohio State football player, what's the motivation of that? I think it'd be like what Saban said. I think it would be a JV season. Furthermore, I saw all this stuff over the weekend about playing in Minneapolis and Detroit and Indianapolis and playing in the domes.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
How are you doing that?
They still have school. So if it's all online for them, then you know what I mean? This is still going to be amateurism. Because if they're still doing in-person schools, then you're saying, wait, why do they get special treatment of doing everything online in those locations? Why are they even in a bubble? You mean tell me they're going to go to school in Columbus and then just fly there every single day or every week? I mean, they could. You could afford it, but it still is going to get around to amateurism.
Are you going to put the winter seasons that you were supposed to play, are you going to put them in a bubble?
Yeah.
Are you putting men's and women's soccer? Are you going to play all of them in a bubble, but in bubbles and domes? In between hockey, the football games, are you going to play the soccer games in domes?
Better indoor, a little indoor soccer?
I mean, if you're doing it for football, you got to do it for everybody. That's why the NCAA is going to be in big trouble with this NCAA basketball tournament. You're seeing all of this talk, the Big East talking about, you know, playing in bubbles for basketball and trying to get it done that way. You better do it for the women, too.
Yep.
You better do it for women's basketball, too.
Yep.
And the NCAA tournament, there's all this rumor of, we're going to have instead of a 64-team tournament, we're going to have a 32-team tournament. And we're going to do that. Oh, you are. Yeah. You are. Well, you're going to do that for the women, too? You can do that for lacrosse?
Are you going to do that if they're all – what's your policy? Do they all need to be in school, in-person classes, or if they're just online classes, why are they able to go up to campus and play in this bubble? I thought they were just students that played basketball or football as a way to get into school. Interesting.
From a practical standpoint, I still have not seen a single stinking plan that makes sense for the health of football players physically. Nothing. Not one. I've not seen one plan that makes any sense to make a kid play back, unless you're going to shorten next season.
Yeah.
Which you're going to need every single game to make up the revenue lost this season. So unless you're going to play like 2 6-game seasons, so you play a total of 12 in a calendar year, unless you're going to do that, I haven't seen a single plan that makes sense.
Player safety.
For the safety of student athletes. I haven't seen one.
What's funny is that most people that you've seen play the game, most people, not all, most people that have played the game are like, no. 2 seasons in 1 calendar year can't happen.
Right.
And that's assuming 2 college seasons, right? Because that's ultimately what you're worried about. You're worried about 2 college seasons. But what about all the guys that have to worry about college and then a pro season? Because, sure, you can guess what the NFL is not doing. They're not shortening their season next fall.
No.
For anybody.
Mm-mm.
So.
No.
You're telling me that you want me to play, even if it's a shortened 6-game schedule, 8-game schedule, I got to shorten this, yet I'm going to then go right into OTAs, mini camp, off season, all that, let alone combine training, all that before that, and then to a fall camp, never fully recovered, and risk for those 6 games for no championship, no Heisman Trophy, no Buckus Award, no this, no
nothing.
That. You want me to go do that and risk, say, a hamstring pull, say, a separated shoulder, maybe a sprained MCL, sprained ankle. So if I go out here and practice and play a sprained ankle, now I'm out for weeks. Now that affects my combine times. Now that affects my combine workouts, where my draft stock's going to be. It's going to affect how I can practice with my future pro team, which puts me behind the eight ball. Nah. Nope. Not doing it.
No.
Commish, I thought you said it was about player safety. It's easy for everybody else who didn't play the game to sit here and say, well, I see how it's feasible. 6 games here, 8 games here. No, it's not feasible. Unless you put your body through that car wreck, it is not feasible to say player safety. And if you do then you're screaming, we are trying to recoup huge financial losses. It's not about player safety. It's about trying to get our pocketbook back in order. That's what it's about.
Yeah. And if I think it was just acknowledged and people are compensated, I think you could have got away with all of this. I'll tell you something else. If they play in the spring, and I think it's an enormous if, but if they play in the spring, there is not going to be a single draft-eligible player of record who's going to play. Not one.
Right.
Especially if these other conferences play in the fall. If they're able to pull it off and play in the fall and get around it, get around the amateurs, get around all of it. If they're able to pull it off, and I don't know how they're going to do that, but if somehow they do. And the NFL says, you know what? We're going to make the Senior Bowl 3 weeks, and we're going to make the Combine 2 weeks. You just go to that.
Yeah.
You're going to go to those things.
Of course.
You're not going to spend the time going through a season playing for nothing.
Of course.
Because that's what you'd be playing for. What are you playing for? What do you care about playing Purdue in Indianapolis in January for?
Yeah.
Would it be good to see the Buckeyes play? Yeah, for sure. But what's the end game? Justin Fields isn't playing. Yeah. Sean Wade's not playing. Wyatt Davis isn't playing. Chris Olave's not playing. I don't think anybody who would even be draft eligible would play. Even like Jonathan Cooper, like he'd just go to the Senior Bowl.
Right. This is going to suck
go
for
train.
Many years, Bo. Because the thing is that for the purists, I don't think we're going to see, which is fine. I'm not saying this. I'm just saying for the purists, the college football purists, it's never going to be the same. Starting next fall. Name, image, and likeness is coming January 1. So if you're against that, then it already takes a step back in your mind if you're a college football purist. I think there's going to be even more stuff with a association or some kind of representation for these student athletes. I think will come, will at least, it's already being talked about. You have the stuff on Congress. And it's talked about because it's happening with lawmakers. Like, congressmen and women are thinking these things through during a pandemic. So it does matter. They realize there's an issue. Right,
yep.
So it's being talked about at the highest levels of government. So it won't be the same. The other thing is that you mentioned everything about losing the guys. Like, we probably have seen Justin Fields for the last time, Sean Wade, all those guys. But it's also going to take a year away of seeing like the potential out of a Garrett Wilson or say Jameson Williams, who I know Hartline is super high on. Super high on. So what we see Jameson last year, right? We saw him last year as a special teams guy, make some big plays late in games, mop up time. This year was supposed to be a really good year for him, right? Even amidst like Fleming and all these stars coming in, highly rated, it was supposed to be a good year for James. I was one of the most excited players I was going to watch. Okay, yep. So he'll still technically be a sophomore come 2021, but guess what he's going to do if he balls out?
Gone.
Well, gone, and you'll see him for 1 year. So as a fan, it stinks, because at least I know is like, you know what, if we have a stud, I understand it's only 3 years now, it's not four like you used to, but I want to enjoy him for a couple years. I want to know what that looks like, and you're going to see these guys gone, and really you missed a year. Okay, give them another year of eligibility. But if they're a dude, he's gone. And that's what's going to suck as a fan, too. So it's going to be a couple years till this thing gets back in the normal rhythm and a new normal.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Right? Because name, image, and likeness is going to change it. Representation will change it. Goodness gracious. Let alone if even the Power 5 stays the Power 5 or if there's a new thing formed. Like, what's the purpose of the NCAA? Nothing. Nothing. For football, it's nothing.
Yep. Yeah. Big changes coming. And no real clear answers on this. Meantime, we're playing high school football. We're doing all these other things. NFL is going forward, and college football is an absolute quagmire trying to sort out. Speaking of the NFL, some definitive news on tailgating. We'll get you that story coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
The undisputed leader in talking about nothing. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
Stop by your neighborhood Culver's, where you can enjoy our fresh frozen custard, made fresh in small batches, all day right in the restaurant. Make your treat a handcrafted concrete mixer by adding your favorite mix-in, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Heath English Toffee Bars, to your choice of vanilla or chocolate fresh frozen custard, or the flavor of the day. Welcome to Delicious.
Hi, I'm Chuck Moore, president of Central Ohio of the Middlefield Banking Company. Here at MB, we want to be your everything bank. Whatever you're saving for, no matter how you spend your money, your dreams become our dreams. That's the personalized customer service we provide at Middlefield Bank. We've been doing it for more than 100 years, serving individuals, families, and businesses right here in Ohio. From simple checking and savings products to more complex loans and lines of credit, our experienced team can find the right solution for you or your business. We know you'll enjoy getting to know our team in person, and we know you'll love MB's online banking experience too. At middlefieldbank.bank, you'll find all the tools you need to manage your money, your savings, and your budget. Visit our 5 branches in Central Ohio in Dublin, Howe, Sunbury, Westerville, and Plain City. Ask about MB's checking rewards. Earn your way by choosing cash back on your everyday purchase or interest rewards. The Middlefield Banking Company. Visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Morning Juice.
Pretty daggum cold in January in the Midwest. Let's play Iowa January 9th. 15 below zero.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses. Snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on.
breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
American Family Insurance is returning $425 million to our customers. This includes a 10% savings for all current and new personal auto customers for the rest of the year. We hope this does your world some good and reminds you that your dreams mean the world to us. Contact your agent or go to amfam.com to learn about more ways to save. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
It's First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
City of Cleveland banning tailgates for Browns games. So the tailgate lots will be closed, will be banned. I was having a conversation about this with Amy's uncle over the weekend, who's been a Brown season ticket holder for a long time. And I said, I was going through, like, he's like, well, do you think fans will be able to go? And I said, I think they're trying really hard. And Cleveland is, and Cincinnati, they're both among those who haven't really said what they're going to do for sure in terms of fans. Yeah. But some are saying they're going to. There's been some Kansas City, Jacksonville, others that they're going to. They're looking at 20% capacity, so forth and so on. But there has been nothing official out of those places. It would say they are or they aren't, right? And yeah. I said, well, I would say if they are, you're looking at a low capacity. You're looking at groups of the same fans. There's talk of this pod system. Groups of the same fans being together basically for the entire season. Grouping those fans together and in socially distance. And I said, my guess is you're going to do it with very limited concessions, probably very, very limited alcohol sales, and without tailgating. Yeah. And he said, oh, what's the fun in that? And I said, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Because right.
Stay home. You can have as many libations as you want.
Yep.
Proximity no line to the bathroom, unless you live with three girls, like right. myself. Then there is a line for bathrooms, which I have a hilarious story for you coming up in three things, thanks to Hurricane Hayden. But yeah, it's a big issue, and you wonder, Bo. Do you think when things reopen as okay? Let me rephrase this. Sorry. If things reopen as normal in fall of 21,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying full stadiums,
yep.
Do you think the NFL gets full 32 teams all sold out, or do you think some people like look the at home experience is already elite for mm-hmm. most people?
Yeah,
and
no question.
Some people who are used to the rhythm of going or going to be seen, and then I think some people are going to realize at home is pretty awesome. As far as for that. Now, not everything's in life, but as far as going down to a packed stadium, let alone you just wonder if fall 21, I find myself daydreaming about this stuff all the time. fall of 21, like, is it back to normal, just into a stadium, you know, where everyone's sitting there? Or even with everyone sitting there, is it like, is there an overabundance of hand sanitizer everywhere, just normal now? Like, hand sanitizer everywhere. And the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, in all public places. What is the new normal? You know, like, there's new normals after things like this. We all know what the new normals are after 9/11. There's new normals in big things like this. But man, I wonder what that, I find myself daydreaming about what that will look like eventually. And then when is that new normal actually start? Because the other day I wanted to, you know, karate chop a guy I was talking to who works in the medical profession. And he basically said, I wouldn't expect till 22 for everything to kind of be 100% back to what a new normal is. He's like, because you're going to have the fight, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, you're going to have the fight between the vacciners and the non-vacciners, and then a whole new election, right? Like, everything is going to be kind of morphing and changing all around us. Like, so you have a presidential election, you have all this, you know what I mean? The whole vaccine goes, vaccines are coming this fall. Like, it's more, you know, probably January, February, March. You have a whole bunch of people who don't get flu vaccines. You know, like, I would not by any means say Shelley and I are anti-vaxxers, but we haven't gotten flu vaccines. Our girls got them, but we haven't gotten them for a while just because we got them 1 year and still got the flu.
Right.
So from that point, I'm like, why am I putting all this junk in my body if it's not going to work? Like, unless that thing's, you know, now there are, like we talked about earlier, there are unbelievable vaccines that without them, the human race would be in a very, very difficult spot. But you're going to have the general population fighting over that. And then imagine all the political arguments about what new normals should be like. So when I heard 22, I was like, buddy, don't tell me that. I got almonds stuck in my throat.
It's all good. Gosh. I would just say that I think like normal, like what it used to be, is a ways off. Yeah, I mean, I'm planning on 2022 is kind of what I'm, you know, back to full normal, hopefully. Yeah. And that's if nothing. Hopefully, we're more prepared next time. We're more ready. We're ready to fight, handle it better, be better in terms of dealing with it. But and do I think like in 2021 there's gonna be 105,000 people at the shoe without just like there was a year ago? No, I don't. I don't think that. Because I don't think we're going to have a handle on this thing. It takes a long time to get a vaccine, test a vaccine, to get it right. It takes a long time for herd immunity. All those things, they take time.
Herd immunity takes a long time.
Treatments take time.
Yes. And the frustrating thing is that, you know, I was listening to this podcast while I was running yesterday, got a nice run in. This guy's saying, you know, you hear a lot of misconceptions about like young, healthy people. Talk about a guy that he's a doctor, a guy that he works out with and like runs with. And he's like, I've been his doctor for a while. Like, there's nothing medically on his boards that you would say, oh, this, you know, he might have a hard time because of this. Right. And he goes, it's been 5 months, still can't breathe. And you're like, but why him? Where there's other people where you're like, well, his immune system shows me by the data that it should be more difficult on them. And they recovered after 3 weeks. You know, so there's long-term things like you read about. And now look, these are outliers too, but the more and more as this thing is eventually going to spread to the majority of the human race, and then as more and more people have some of these symptoms, like, so why can't person A smell still and it's been 6 months? Person B can never lost smell. And so this is a long – and this is medicine, as we talked about. It's practicing medicine. And medicine, if you've been in any science class, you know it takes time because you have to sit and observe and do randomized blind trials and all this stuff, and then you have to do it again and then do it again and then do it again, and then you come to a conclusion. And that takes time. And we're in a society now, more than ever, where we want this crap done yesterday.
Right.
Like, what do you mean we're only on stage three? Stage three should have been weeks ago. Like, what have you been doing? That's our social media world.
Yep.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Yeah, that's where you're at. It's going to be a minute, and you know, prepare for that accordingly is where you're at. We hit you with three things. Oh, I want to get this out. This from Stuart Mandel here just in the last couple of minutes. It is the full AP vote will be of all teams represented. So the Buckeyes will be, my guess is, number two in the preseason poll is the way it's going to go. Could go number one. My guess is they'll be number two.
That'd be a heck of a
drop.
So
how crazy is this?
Number one that not ranked would be
a
monumental drop.
When the next time you do an AP poll, like October 1st, and there's, not great. Not great at all. Three things up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the doorknob fart game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works.
It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy.
The Fan.
If Baby could talk, she'd say a lot. You'd know what she's thinking and what makes her happy. But unfortunately, Baby can't talk or remind you. You're the one taking her to daycare today, and she won't speak up if you drive straight to work like any other day and never think to look in the backseat. Every year, dozens of kids die from heat stroke in cars. No one is perfect, so set a reminder and always look before you lock. Where's Baby? Paid for by NHTSA.
It's Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Hurry in and save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 or more. And save up to 50% on select mattresses from our top-rated brands, like Sealy and more. Shop in-store, online, or by phone today. Don't wait. Only at Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some products only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Two men complaining about first world problems.
You're not getting the point, kid.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time for three things on a Monday. Go, Chopper.
One.
two, one, two.
Three things with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
So, I've always been a big Batman guy. That's my guy. That was always my superhero of choice. And probably, if I was exposed more to Iron Man, maybe that would have been changed. I don't think I had a full grasp on how cool he was as a kid. But I was always a Batman guy. So, they dropped this Batman trailer over the weekend. Do we really need another dark, dark Batman? I mean, haven't we done this already? Didn't Christopher Nolan do this? Like, do we really need... Does it need to... I mean, Chops, you watch all this stuff, too. Like, wasn't it super dark?
I thought it was a little bit, but I think Batman's the one character that it works with because he's still just, like, a normal guy with all the gadgets. And, like, when they try to introduce, like, Superman and Wonder Woman into those dark worlds, it just doesn't fit because those two, especially, have just, like, a brighter demeanor to them. But Batman's pretty dark even when it's not.
But wouldn't... I still wonder if a Batman more similar to the 60s television show, not quite that campy, but a little more accessible. Like, I couldn't even let my kids watch the trailer. There was so much murder and mayhem in it, in the trailer. Like, it looks like it's got to be an R-rated Batman.
Yeah, it does look that way.
What's the point of that? I mean, haven't we done that? It's been done. Sorry.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's been done before, to be honest with you.
Lots.
I'm so behind on all that stuff. I mean, I'll let you two talk about it. My first thing, look, Hayden staying quiet for that full hour was an absolute miracle. Another miracle is how I was able, during the Pro Football Focus interview, ask a question, put the headset down, jump up, replug in the iPad that she tripped over and unplugged, and so it died. Plug it back in and open a bag of popcorn before putting the headset back on and then carry on. That was also a miracle as well. Listen, I joke about it. There's a lot more difficult situations going on right now with kids at home and parents trying to work. So I'm thankful that I get to talk sports for 3 hours with you two morons.
Well, just one. Why do I get to be lumped in?
I think that's fair. Too. Us three morons together.
That's right. I know I am. That's a given.
My first thing, it's crazy to me how much more effort is put into a bachelorette party than a bachelor party. J-Lo and I are actually both over Labor Day weekend, so they're coming up. She's getting ready for it. She's buying things. She's putting together gift bags. She's making decorations. Well, I, like, texted my friend and was like, so as long as we, like, bring cups for, like, games, I think we'll be okay. And that's about the extent of our planning.
Cups. And that will be true with everything from now until after the wedding. That the extravagance, but as it should be, it's about them, not you. You just show up, don't get drunk. Number two for me, I asked Bootsy, and I were having a little conversation last night about dinner and his favorite meals and everything. And I said, Bootsy, what is your favorite dinner that Daddy cooks? And he goes, snacks. Mm. And I said, what do you mean? I go, no, like dinner. He's like, yeah, snacks.
Yeah.
I go, you just want me to, like, lay out? So his idea of snacks is like cheese and crackers and olives and pickles and chips and dips and little salamis. Like, that's his. So I go, you want me to do a whole meal of just that? He goes, yeah, that's what I want. Fine. I'll make it happen for you, pal. Yeah. I've never heard it. All my kids, I've never had one. What's your favorite dinner? Snacks.
Yeah. Well, I think he and London might be in the same vein. The kid ate two packages of seaweed last night and would not that's eat awesome. Her dinner. Like, she's two whole things. I'm like, all right, whatever, kid. My second thing, so the story about Hayden. All right, so London comes running inside yesterday and goes, Daddy, Hayden did a terrible thing. I'm like, what, honey? She goes, she just peed in the grass. And I'm like, what do you mean she just peed in the grass? She pulled down her panties and just peed in the grass in front of everybody. And she comes inside, panties soaking wet, and just like nothing that had ever happened. Daddy, I need a new panty. It's like, what did you do? She goes, I went potty. I'm like, why? She goes, because I had to go. I'm like, Hayden, you know where the bathroom is. Like, you're potty trained. She goes, okay. Later, she tells my wife. Shelly goes, Hayden, why'd you go potty in the grass? She goes, but mommy, daddy does it all the time. No, I don't do it all the time. Maybe once or twice when we're at the barn, not close to a bathroom. It's but awesome. Anyway, the way she said it so innocently, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, why what do you think you're doing? Yeah, you get
oh,
to.
Oh, my gosh. Smart girl.
One of our biggest advantages.
Yes.
The pee standing up thing. I mean, without question. It's a big win.
Second thing for me, on Friday night, I just dove in, just decided it was streaming. I watched Napoleon Dynamite, And I think it holds up for me. It might just be the nostalgia. I'd be really interested for like a middle school age kid, which is around the age I was when that movie came out. I think I was in fifth grade. But I would be interested if you put that movie on for a kid today, would they get it? Is it similar to the like crazy meme type comedy that's on the internet now for kids? I don't know. But for me, I still enjoyed it.
Finally, for me, last one, Black Cobra, first sleepover tonight. His first sleepover. Great friends of ours, his best little buddy, one of his best little buddies, first sleepover.
Gosh, that's a big step, buddy.
I would say there's a, for him, I would put a 10% chance that I have to go pick him up.
Nice.
Either the other ones, 98% chance.
Yeah.
But I think there's a pretty good chance that he pulls it off.
Gosh, the beginning of the mischief starting now.
Yep.
Goodness, those were the good old days. Wait, hold
on.
Really, your parents don't have this rule? Wait, I remember my first sleepover. I was like, wait, what are Fruity Pebbles? We only have Wheaties and Raisin Bran. my third thing. Tell you what, last night as I was waiting for Yellowstone to come on, I flipped over to I Am Legend, which for some reason tends to be on repeat every single night during this pandemic. Not an easy watch during a pandemic. I'll tell you that.
No.
That movie is hard to watch anyway. But then when you're seeing like the people wearing masks, and you know it's one of the flashback scenes with Will Smith trying to get his wife and his son on the helicopter, or maybe his daughter.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
I don't know, but on the helicopter, and they're scanning their eyeballs to see if they're, you know, positive or not, and she tests positive for the disease, and then he has to basically scream, like, because he's a, you know, lieutenant, stand down, test her again, and then she tests negative for the disease, and you're thinking, well, gosh, yeah, there's false negatives, false positives going on right now. What if we get to that point?
Right.
Don't watch that movie because your mind is going to go down a dark, dark place. Don't do it.
My last thing real quick. A tortoise named Solomon in Tennessee was missing for 74 days, but they found him and home safe. But how do you lose a tortoise? It can't be moving that fast.
No,
it just somehow got away from them and must have been really good at camouflaging in the mud. But good to hear that Solomon's doing all right.
On that note, very solid, giving it to another man who's very pet-friendly, would never let something wander away for 70 days, the great AR. He and Ice are coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is sponsored by Lowe's. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions apply. U.S. only.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade. Towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation.
Ready for a positive 2020 surprise? Here's one from Diamonds Direct. The return of our best offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing.
Yes!
Starting Monday the 31st, backed by popular demand.
Pick any item.
Get the amazing value price Diamonds Direct is known for.
Pay nothing down
and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest.
And you can even finance the sales tax.
Fine jewelry has never been more affordable.
5 years, zero interest on anything and everything starting September 1st.
At Diamonds Direct.
Get details, directions, and store hours at Diamonds Direct.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Andrews. Columbus Crew SC back in action tonight. They're in New York to face New York City FC. Columbus, 16 points. Best in the MLS. New York City FC, 3 points. Worse in the MLS. Crew's first road match since March 7th. You can hear it at 6:45. Here on The Fan. Cincinnati and Cleveland, among the worst sitting teams in all of baseball. Now nearly halfway through their seasons, Cleveland ranks 29th. The Reds 30th in team batting average. That's last. They're both in action tonight. Reds in Milwaukee at 8:10. Trevor Bauer versus Brian Anderson. Bauer a .68 ERA. The Indians home at 7:10 with first place Minnesota. A game and a half back, the Tribe. Aaron Civale will start for Cleveland. In the NBA playoffs today in Orlando at 1:30, the Bucks and the Magic. Milwaukee up 2-1 at 4. Rockets and Thunder. Houston up 2-1. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FIRST.